Good afternoon and welcome to President's Football Preview, heard prior to Washington Governor's College Football here on WJPA.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA
Westminster. I'm Mark Uriah, and we will first talk with WNJ head football coach Mike Sirianni. Mike, being at the game last week, just the first thing that comes to my head, I went back and looked at the things that you had talked about prior to the game. You won the turnover battle, and you were successful in the red zone. You in the first half, those were things you said needed to do well. You were able to do that in the first half, and unfortunately, things turned in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I give them a lot of credit. You know, they came out. You know, we had a 19-point lead, and they scored the second play coming out of the half, and you know, that was obviously a huge momentum changer, and I give them a lot of credit. They saw something that we did and attacked it, and we talked to that. We have a young defensive staff and who I thought did a great job and has done a great job, but unfortunately we were kind of in the same defense versus the same look the whole first half, and they knew that and took advantage of it. Then you get into the mistakes. Then you get into the two block field goals and the touchdown called back, which was probably a hold, and you make mistakes in the red zone, and you'd make mistakes in the special teams, and that costs you games. One play changes one way or another. I mean, they block two field goals and don't run into the kicker. We blocked a field goal, and we ran into the kicker. One of those flips, you know, who knows? The score probably is different, and that's a game of football, and, you know, maybe we did it to ourselves. And, you know, if you talk about the field goals blocked, or, you know, those are two chip shots, and we have a good kicker. And obviously they took advantage of something that they saw, and, you know, the person that coordinates our field goal team is no longer coordinating our field goal team, but that doesn't even responsibly fall on him. That falls on me for not seeing the weakness in our field goal team beforehand. Obviously there was something that was on tape we showed. We didn't fix it. That's my responsibility, and we paid the price for it.
Well, and you mentioned something, and that was going to be my next question, the 84-yard touchdown pass on the second play from scrimmage. I mean, it's just amazing how the momentum of a game can change. And sometimes it's not a big play, as that one was. And it's such a funny thing that a game can turn on one play. And one play does not decide a game, but certainly momentum can change. And once you lose it, it is very difficult to get back.
Yeah, like I said, they got a mature staff and a good staff that's been together for a long time, and they saw something on tape, but that being said, it took a great throw and a great catch. We still were in pretty decent coverage, and so that was a momentum. But I give our guys a lot of credit, because we went right back down the field, and again, it looked like we went back up by 19. There was a hold on our touchdown pass, called it back. We hit a play that gets us down to the 4-yard line on a 3rd and 19. I'm like, okay, we got an extra point now to go back up 7-15, two scores. You're up two scores midway through the third quarter. You're feeling pretty good. And a problem with our field goal protection unit that we didn't see. Again, a little thing comes back and bites us, and they block it. And that's, to me, that block field goal that would have put us back up 27-12 is really where the momentum really started to change. Because I did think our offense did a good job of saying, okay, fine, you scored, it's our turn. We went right down the field. Like I said, unfortunately, you know, we got a touchdown called back, but, you know, we made a mistake and had the field goal block. And that's, to me, where the momentum really turned.
One of the things that I want to bring up, just, you know, looking at that first half, you know, in big games in years past, we've been hard on the O-line. When I look at how well you guys were able to run the football, not just in the first half, but even in the second half, and pass protect. Those are steps forward in my mind that we didn't see maybe often enough in big games in recent years. Was that fair?
I thought we played a very, very good offensive football. I thought we played a great football game against a team. I thought Carnegie Mellon at the end of last year was a national championship caliber team, and they didn't get in the playoffs, and they have everyone back. I thought defensively we did well. I thought our offense played great the whole game. We didn't score in the second half because we missed two field goals and had a touchdown call back. But I did, and then the offensive line is key to that. They played very well. Yeah, we're going to give up some the pressure that they come with. We're going to give up a couple sacks, which we did. But actually, I think both sacks were, one of them was on a scramble and the other one was an RPO, which probably people don't understand. I mean, Jake didn't pull it. He kept it, and they took tackles for a loss. So that's not even really giving up a sack. So I thought offensively, not just the O-line, but the whole offense played really well. But we didn't do enough to win. And again, it comes down to what I talked about in the first half. Red zone opportunities, scored touchdowns. I don't even know if we got in there when we kicked the field goal. I think we went three and out. But second half, three red zone opportunities, 0 points. Two block field goals, touchdown called back. And that's the key to the game right there. But I did think our offense played really well.
More with Mike Sirianni on President's Football Preview when we come right back.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Presidents.
Back with W&J head football coach Mike Sirianni as we get ready for this afternoon's W&J Westminster contest. Mike, before we talk about Westminster, just one more thing from last week. I know you have three running backs that you like equally, and you've mentioned before that they all sort of bring something different to the table. Just Owen Patricic last week ran really well. And I'm going to guess, and you can certainly correct me if I'm wrong here, that maybe his style was best suited against Carnegie Mellon. Would you say that?
Yeah, I mean, you hit it perfectly. We did change our run game style from, we're an inside zone team. The way that they play with their three-man front, we turned into, I guess you could say, a straight-ahead dive team. To put it, not to confuse people that are listening, but it was more of a, hey, we're going to block the guy over top of us, and the running back's got to make the cut based off of where their linebacker's going. And Owen's good at that. I mean, he has very good vision. I don't know if it's because he's so little and can see so well, but and so we felt like, because of the style that run that we were running, that we felt he was the best fit and he gave us the best chance to win.
All right, let's talk about Westminster. 3-0, they had the off week, the opening week of the season. Wins over Waynesburg, Allegheny, and Teal. It's hard to make any kind of snap judgment, but when I look at numbers, they look like a typical Westminster team, and it's probably oversimplifying, but they always run the ball well and they stop the run well.
Yeah, they're a very good football team all the way around. I mean, I think, you know, people are going to look at that, oh, the Waynesburg, they were really at a disadvantage not playing that first week. When you don't play the first week and the other team does, we've done that before in the past, and then that didn't work out too well for us a long time ago at Del Valle, and I understand how much of a disadvantage that is. But they are a very good football team. They run the ball very well. Their quarterback is extremely efficient. They have some wideouts that are back. One of their all-conference wideouts is back this year. They have a fifth-year senior at running back. And defensively, they're a normal Westminster team. They're strong up front. They're physical. They have their All-American cornerback, was hurt against us last year and missed a lot of the season. So, I mean, it's a good football team. And we're a wounded football team right now, not injury-wise, but mentally. We put so much into that game, and people got to understand, these are 18 to 22 year olds who put so much into it, and we got to bounce back. We talked about that week. If we don't, we're in for a long afternoon. So hopefully you're going to see an emotional game from us today also.
Free safety, Bryce Butler, 5 pick sixes in his career, had a punt return for a touchdown last week as well. How does he affect what you do or how you game plan for today?
I mean, exclusively, I mean, yes, we have to know where he's at. It maybe takes away some of our throws to the middle of the field. I mean, one of those pick sixes was against us on an 80-yard pick six a couple years ago. So we know how good he is. He was injured versus us last year. I mean, so he's a terrific player, multiple first-team all-conference player who came down between us and Westminster. He's a good kid. I have a good relationship with him, so it's fun to talk to him before the games, but I don't want him to do anything against us because he is electric.
That's another team that has traditionally pressured your quarterback and made things difficult for you in that aspect of the game. I assume you expect more of that today.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to make us uncomfortable. We expect, you know, them to try to take away some of our our Jake on the perimeter with our RPR game and things like that. We were very dangerous in that in the first 3 weeks, and we did some good things against Carnegie Mellon, and we really hurt them against them last year. So I expect them to try to take it away from that too. So it's going to be, can we adjust to what they're doing? Because they're a team. Scott does a really good job defensively. He's got multiple schemes, and you just don't know what you're going to see. You can't just be like, oh, they did this against here, or they did this against Waynesburg or Allegheny, because you're probably going to see something different. And what they did last year didn't work against us. So we're going to have to adjust and go on the fly and see what happens.
Senior heavy, they are on offense from what I see, at least in terms of the two deep and in particular the starters. A little bit younger on defense, and certainly we talked about Butler. But similar to you in that respect, a lot of seniors, some fifth-year guys too.
Yeah, I mean, they had some guys come back for their fifth year just like we did, want to love the game, and you always love that. I mean, again, you don't want to play against these guys for a fifth year, but if a fifth-year Division III senior is coming back, that means that they love to play football, and that's special to see. They're going to work their whole lives, and they're not going to play at the next level, so that they just love the game, and I think Scott does a good job with his program, and obviously the guys like playing for him, and that's why they came back.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot and good luck today.
Thank you.
Mike Sirianni, head football coach at Washington and Jefferson College. You're listening to President's Football Preview, W&J against Westminster this afternoon. Offensive coordinator Sean Glossick will join me when we come right back.
Rich Eisen here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long as we get you ready for primetime NFL action every Monday night. Along with Kevin Harlan, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner, and the entire Westwood One team, will take you inside the locker rooms and the stadiums for exclusive previews and all the play-by-play action. Every week on Monday Night Football.
Right here on WJPA AM 1450, your home for the NFL.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Greene Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Back on President's Football Preview, W&J getting ready to take on Westminster this afternoon. We're going to talk to President's Offensive Coordinator, Sean Glossick. Sean, some good signs last week. And that's sort of a bitter pill to swallow, I guess. But there were a lot of positives last week that I think we saw offensively against a really good defense that Carnegie Mellon has. Just unfortunately, you weren't able to sustain those good things for four quarters.
Yeah, I think we put a great game plan together throughout the week to take advantage of some of their tendencies. And, the kids went out there and they executed, at an extremely high level. That just some mistakes that were made throughout the game, in particular in the second half, ended up costing us. But at the same time, I'm very, very proud of the group of kids and in particular on offense, of the way they played and the energy that they had. And, I'm excited to get back to it this week.
I know you have three good running backs and they all have, we'll say, different styles. Owen Patrisic's success last week, was that as much based on the style that he has, being mm-hmm. most effective against Carnegie Mellon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all three of those guys are great. They all do, like you said, they all provide some different types of things. And, the beauty of it all is, we have the ability to kind of just roll with the hot hand at points. Like, if somebody's moving the chains very, very well, we have the ability, okay, leave them in. Let's keep going, and we'll be just fine. And any three of those guys are more than capable. And in particular with Owen, I'm just immensely proud of that kid in general. I had Owen when he was a freshman on the JV team, back in 2021, and he was great for us then too. And that kid worked so hard, and he has done everything that we have asked him to do and then some. And he loves football, and I think it shows in his play. I mean, he runs hard. He's never getting tackled by the first guy. He's a great teammate and great leader as well, and we are very, very happy to have him part of our team.
I almost hate to go down this road because we've talked about it a lot over the last few years. But in terms of positive sign, you've got a W&J O-line shirt on right now. you know, we've been hard on those guys somewhat the last few years. They deserve some credit, even though you didn't win the football game. You know, I just think about past games against the better teams in the conference where, you know, you've struggled to run the ball or struggled to protect as consistently as you would have liked. We saw steps forward in those two aspects last week, and they deserve credit for that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very, very lucky to work with such a great group of guys, and all, you know, five, six, seven, whoever, you know, ends up playing for us, and we have some spot guys too. But I mean, that's such a good group. They work hard. They bring it every single day. You know, were they perfect on Saturday? No, they were not. But, and they would be the first ones to tell you that. But at the same time, I know that the effort was there. The want to was there. The work was put in as well. And they're just, you know, really, really good players. And I'm very, very fortunate to be part of such a great group.
Let's talk about Westminster. They have defeated Waynesburg, Allegheny, and Teal. So, and I look at a lot of their, just their team stats, their team stats, W&J's team stats are very similar, and certainly stats never tell you the whole story.
Never do.
But when you're, you know, looking, trying to look at things and just compare, that's one of the areas where somebody like me is going to start. And then I come to somebody like you to maybe interpret those numbers but I mean, again, they're traditionally, and since you're OC, we'll talk about them defensively. Traditionally, and they're a team that, as well, over the years has given W&J problems. Their defense has given the Presidents problems, although last year was not the case.
Correct.
But you know, they've done things that they did stop the run and rush the passer were two things that they were really known for. In the years when they were atop the conference.
Correct. And, you know, Westminster is always, you know, there's this rivalry as the turn of the decade kind of came in 2020. Like, there's always been this kind of rivalry between us and them, and they know us and we know them, and they don't like us and we don't like them, you know? But at the same time, we know that we're always going to get their best, and we are always going to give them our best. And are they, you know, the Westminster of old? I don't know. But they are very, very good. They are very, very sound in what they do. They have a lot of talented players, and we need to be ready to go and be ready for another 60-minute plus potentially fight.
Last question. I you know, looking at their personnel, I see Bryce Butler, who a guy that, you know, I remember seeing, you know, he makes an impression, let's put it that way. And I look and I see he's only a junior, which was a bit surprising. But when you go against a guy like that, who I think has five career pick sixes, and he had a punt return for a touchdown last week, I don't know that anybody ever shies away or stays away from a guy like that, but obviously you are aware that he is there, and I suppose you have to game plan accordingly.
Yeah, I mean, number three is a definite threat. He is one of the best DBs in the country, in the conference, if not the country. He makes plays. He's always around the ball. He's aggressive. He's downhill. He fills very well. He's a great tackler, and that goes for a lot of those guys on defense in general. In my personal opinion, I think Coach Benzel, the head coach of Westminster, is one of the best Division III defensive minds in all of the country. And they're always going to be coached very, very well. Bryce is a particular one who, you know, the guy's explosive and he makes plays, and we are certainly very well aware of that. We've made our quarterback very aware of where he is at all times. And we have a plan in place to attack in certain ways that could potentially expose some other pieces, all part of their defense. So,
all right, Sean, thanks a lot for being with us. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Sean Glossick, W&J Offensive Coordinator. You're listening to President's Football Preview. We're back with more on WJPA right after this.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back on President's Football Preview, W&J getting ready to take on Westminster this afternoon. We're going to talk to linebacker Keaton Hall. Keaton, a lot of things to cover, but first, you're a fifth-year guy. Talk about the decision to come back for one more year.
So my decision to come back for another year, I didn't get to necessarily play as much as I wanted to in the first 4 years, which was tough. I had some really great players in front of me, Sean Doran and Tanner Volpatti, and even playing with like Justin Johns now, like those guys were all ahead of me. And to come back for the fifth year, I decided to come back because I knew I'd be playing more, and I knew like the team that we have now is a special group of guys, and it's ran by a lot of seniors and other fifth years that decided to come back as well. And that close-knit group kind of was a big decision for me, but not only that, like being able to get my chance and being able to play and contribute as much as I want to on this team now. So
I certainly remember calling your name a lot, making special teams tackles prior to getting that full-time role. Difficult to be patient. I mean you're getting some action on special teams, but I know you always want more, right?
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely difficult those first couple years, not getting the playing time that I necessarily thought for myself would be good, but being able to contribute on like great teams as well, being a sophomore and even a freshman and my junior year, like being able to contribute on special teams, like that's a big part of the game. And the special teams groups at WJ have always been great and great to be a part of. So I was actually awarded special teams player of the year 2022, which that meant a lot to me and made me feel like I was a big part of the team. So
you come from a football family too, so it's in your blood, right?
Yeah. My grandpa was a head coach. He coached, I don't know how many years. I mean, definitely over 30. He was a head coach at multiple schools. And then my dad is also, he's coaching right now, high school. He's been coaching for about 30 years. So yeah, football has been in my blood since I've been born. So,
and you're from Dover, Ohio, which, you know, most of the time when, and even local guys, I'm curious a lot of times about what leads to their decision to come to W&J. You had an even closer connection than most, right?
Yeah. My uncle, he was on the Stag Bowl teams here. So the decision to come to W&J not only was decided by me, but having his input and the decision to come to W&J as well and talk about his experience being on the Stag Bowl team and everything kind of made me want to do the same thing as well. So,
well, and I guess one of the things you learned as you came here and spent more time here was W&J's academic reputation.
Yeah, that as well. My uncle doesn't have a business degree like I do, or I'm going to have, but all that was talked about is the academics here, and being from Ohio is kind of a little more difficult for people to understand how much the W&J diploma means. But around the Pittsburgh area, you hear people talk about how important the academics are at W&J and how great of a school it is. So that kind of made my decision to come here as well, is how great the academics are and how much a diploma at W&J really means to the community around Washington and even the Pittsburgh area. So.
All right, let's talk about football. How difficult was it, or is it still, to get over last week's loss?
It's hard, especially since like everything in the first half was going our way. And I know there's four quarters of football, and we didn't play all four quarters like we did the first half. So getting over that loss is tough, but to get over a loss like that, you gotta keep your head right in practice, and you gotta go out and practice every day like you were before that loss, like striving to be better and get that win. And even this week is a big week. Westminster's a tough team. They're a tough opponent, and to get over a loss, you got to get a win. And going to a place like Westminster, and especially how hard it's been to play there the last couple of years, getting a win there would mean a lot, and that would be a step in the right direction, just because everything for the season is still right in front of us. So,
okay, I wish we had a little more time, but we're running short here. I do want to ask you, you mentioned that when the time comes, you'll have a business degree. Where do you see yourself after you leave W&J?
I see myself working in the Pittsburgh area. I necessarily didn't think that for sure my first couple years here, but I realized how important the W&J degree is for the Pittsburgh area, and there's so much opportunity and growth in the job market for especially business in the Pittsburgh area. So that's kind of where I see myself, is staying in this Pittsburgh area and just starting a family of my own. And I'm kind of looking forward to that. Like, I don't want to wish football away. It's been a great part of my life, and I know it's like the last year I can do it. I have six more left, but I am looking forward to the next chapter of my life, and I do see that here in Pittsburgh. So,
all right, great. Keaton, thanks for being with us. Good luck not only this afternoon, but well into the future.
Thank you so much.
Keaton Hall, President's Linebacker. That will do it for President's Football Preview today. Getting close to kickoff, W&J and Westminster. We're back on WJPA right after this.
From Evergreen Personal Care Homes, here's Nicholas Hall.
Typically, it's the resident's son or daughter that start the process. They may come to us and they may take a tour by themselves first before mom and dad knows. That's a very intricate transition, as you know, moving your loved one from their house to a personal care home. We treat everyone like family. We have caregivers who take care of the frontline bathing and hygiene, med techs who pass the medications, and we have supervisors that oversee both of those areas, as well as a resident coordinator and a chef in each building. It's nice to have a small to mid-sized facility, and all that equates to taking care of your loved one and making sure they get what they need. The easiest way to get a question to us is on our website, evergreenassisted.com. You can look at pictures from each location. You can read real-life testimonials, and the contact numbers are on the website, evergreenassisted.com.
Good afternoon from New Wilmington. Our thanks to Mark Uriah, host of President's Football Preview, for the work this week and every week on our half-hour pregame show, and certainly appreciate those efforts. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Washington and Jefferson will look to rebound from last week's disappointment, particularly in the second half. And we talked about it on the broadcast. Mark and the coaches and players have all talked about the 19-point lead at halftime that got away a week ago, and all that totaled up to a fifth consecutive loss to Carnegie Mellon. But you got to turn the page. I still believe that with an expanded 40-team playoff field, 9-1, certainly in this league, and 9-1, I think overall is going to get you into the playoffs. And that chase for 9-1 for W&J resumes today. 3-1 at this point, this game, and five more to play. And the President's set to take on Westminster. Of course, the Titans are 3-0 in that four-way tie with Carnegie Mellon, Case Western, and Grove City, all still unbeaten in the league. The rest of the field, the other six, and really in the President's Athletic Conference, it has been for several years the Big Five and the other six. Those other six, Allegheny, Geneva, St. Vincent, Waynesburg, Bethany, and Teal, all with at least three losses through 4 weeks of this season. Action today, W&J here against Westminster. Also, 1 o'clock kickoffs, Geneva at St. Vincent, Case Western Reserve at Allegheny, and Bethany home to Grove City. One game in the league tonight, a 7 o'clock kickoff in the Oakland section of Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon home with Waynesburg. Teal is on the bye week this week. Great to have all of you along. Kathy Caldwell producing in our downtown Washington studios. John Sacco tracking scores for us and keeping us posted on all of those. A big vote of thanks to our broadcast sponsors, here with us nearly every week of the season. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience, gives your case the attention it deserves. And Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. WJ's going to take the football. Westminster won the toss and opted to defer. One of the things that didn't start so well last week was WJ's opening kickoff return. Troy Volpatti, pretty early on, appeared to abandon the blocking setup to his right and came to his left and barely got across the 10-yard line. Run up and the kick. And this one's going to be Kobe DeRosa at the 7-yard line. Up the numbers, 20, 25, and runs into resistance there, but going to shove the ball out across the 30-yard line. Great return for Kobe DeRosa. Got to his feet and kind of stumbled coming out of the pile, but going to get the ball out to, where are they going to put him down? At the 30, so about 23 yards on the DeRosa run back. They'll put it right at the 30, 23 on the run back for DeRosa officially now. And DeRosa going to get the start at tailback. 137 yards and three touchdowns on his 27 rushes. First and 10 from the 30. Pugh hands to DeRosa. Bounces off backfield contact. Forward for five. Make it seven and taken out of bounds on the Westminster sideline. Good bounce there by DeRosa when the hole over the right tackle wasn't there. Took it outside and turned it into a run good for seven. Second down and three. Owen Patricic, leading rusher and leading carries, 36 carries, 256 yards, over 100 a week ago. DeRosa gets the call again and powers forward to move the sticks across the 40-yard line. Presidents who, among the nation's leaders in first downs gained, pick up one here, two plays in, 4-yard run for DeRosa. First and 10 at the 40, and now Owen Patricic in the backfield, the senior out of Bentworth. Defensive line stems, offensive line reacts to that. Both the right guard and right tackle moved. Presidents give up yardage there. Just cannot afford to do that. Eddie Nikotra and Michael Roginski guilty of the false start. Penalties hurt the Presidents a week ago, including a touchdown play called back. Patricic stays home. Pugh dumps the ball off to the left side. It's going to be a catch made. I believe that's Zach Seaman. No, check that. It's Anthony Rosati. And he's going to get the penalty yardage back, plus another three. About 8 yards on the reception. First pass of the game for Jake Pugh. 8-yard pickup. Screen set up. Ball caught by Patricic, got off of that first contact, but could not get free. And Pugh did not throw the ball initially on the screen, didn't throw it, and then just kept backpedaling and dumped it off. And high floater, and Patricic hit immediately after corralling the ball, loses yardage. Loss of four on a completed pass. Third down and 11. Waynesburg defense, four-man front. Pugh drops, sets, and throws across the middle. Has McCosco for the first down. He's picked up and carried forward, and or carried backwards, but it is going to be good enough for the first down into Westminster territory. Jacob McCosco leads the team in number of catches. 18-yard pickup. Oh, check that. A 12-yard pickup, needing 11. Patricic takes the handoff around the left end and legs cut out from under him. Is going to get only back to the line of scrimmage. And Mark and coaches talked about this in the pregame. Running wide is not Patricic's strength. He is a stick-the-nose, right up in the hole kind of running back, and we saw that a week ago successfully. But this time the play call had him going wide, so no gain, second down and 10. Pugh dumped the ball off. It's caught by Cernuto. Forward up over the left sideline and going to get 10 and a first down. Zach Cernuto moves the chains to the 38. Jake Pugh, 4 for 4 to start for 26 yards. And Presidents with their third first down on this opening possession. Now at the Westminster 38. Pass, fake to Volpatti. Completion to McCosco. And he's down at about the 23-yard line. McCosco on the deep slant. Going to be a 15-yard pickup and another W&J first down. Second catch, the early going for McCosco. Volpatti single back, and now a flag down at the line of scrimmage. False start on the Presidents again. Two false starts in the first 11 alignments. Back to the 28-yard line, so it'll be first and 15. Presidents overcame the first of those false start penalties. 10-20 to play opening quarter. Ball at the 28-yard line. Pugh floating it up for Cernuto and overthrew him. Cernuto wide open inside the 15-yard line, and Pugh overthrew him. Incomplete pass. First incompletion of the ball game for senior Jake Pugh. So second and 15 now. Trips set this way, including a tight slot, who stays home to block. Roll out by Pugh. Makes a man miss. Now throws it into traffic. Ball caught inside the 20. This time it's John Peduzzi going to get credit to the 16-yard line. Picks up a dozen. And Bryce Butler in on the stop. That ball in the coverage everywhere except exactly where the throw went through. 12 yards on the first catch of the day for Peduzzi, the team's leading receiver in terms of yardage. Presidents want 6 here. Third down and 3 at the 16. Dumped the ball off. Cernuto got off contact enough to drive the pile backwards. Gets to about the 10-yard line and picks up 6 and a first down.
First down, Presidents.
Presidents again overcome a false start penalty on an opening snap. And now have a new set of downs. At the Westminster 10, it's first and goal there. Cernuto, a couple of catches here in the early going. DeRosa, single back. Now two power guys to the left. They split those. DeRosa with the run to the left side, inside the 10, and knifes down to about the 6.
Rush by Toby DeRosa.
Rosa with a run of about 4. Upcoming the 13th play of this possession. It's taken, by the time the Presidents snap it, almost 7 minutes off the first quarter clock. A drive that started at the red and black 30-yard line. Second and goal at the 6. Patricic now behind Pugh in the shotgun. Pugh dumps the ball off. Pass caught. Cernuto, touchdown.
Cernuto,
17th TD pass of the year for Jake Pugh. Cernuto on the receiving end for the third time, and W&J jumps in front with a PAT to come. J Jake Pugh, 8 of 9 on the possession for 65 yards and a touchdown. Cernuto with 3 of those catches. Devin Wyatt puts the foot to it and the kick up and good. 8:15 to play, first quarter, WJ 7, Westminster nothing. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Presidents.
This is Kevin Harlan from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. We'll have great matchups all season long on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. Join Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and me for one of the NFL's great traditions, Monday Night Football on Westwood One.
Right here on WJPA AM 1450, your home for the NFL.
President, 70 yards in 13 plays. Pugh to Cernuto to cap the drive, 6-star touchdown pass. And Devin Wyant's extra point kick up and good. Liam Campbell. Kick muffed at the goal line. Still on the ground. Finally picked up. And now a little sideline room. Gavin Greaves brings it up the near side. Pushed out of bounds by Campbell. Boy, how often you see that. A problem receiving a kick. And everybody kind of breaks down a little bit. And then the breakdown in coverage happens. And that's, boy... Titans dodge a bullet there. The ball off the face mask of Demir White and then picked up and run out by Gavin Greaves and going to get the ball out to the 42-yard line. First and 10 for the Titans. Ty McGowan on the option pitch to the right. Gomes, who's just in his second action this year, took the toss, got to the sideline and taken down there just as he crossed the line. Officials rule that to be legal. Going to be a run up to the 45-yard line. Gain of 3.
Gain of 3, 2nd and 7.
And the Titans right to the line of scrimmage. Pass play to the left is caught right at midfield. And again, the play to the sideline. Ty Elam, who an injury situation a year ago. Elam to the President's 48, picks up 7, so the Titans move the sticks. Gomes run for 3, missed a couple of games to start the year due to an altercation in a game a year ago. First and 10, and running play, it's Ryan Gomes again, the graduate student out of Tampa. Carries forward for, looks to be 2 yards to the 46, right into the heart of the President's defense. President's lead 7-0. Opening touchdown drive. Took 6 minutes, 45 seconds off the clock. Covered 70 yards. Twin set to the right. A stand-up end this way. Pass play, dump it off. It's Elam. Elam has to make a move just to get back to the line of scrimmage. And is not going to get any forward credit there. So right down at the line of scrimmage, a completed pass for no gain. Ty Elam, the senior out of Sharon, 5'8", 140 pounds. A couple of catches here in the early going. And now 3rd down and 8. For the Westminster Titans. Two receivers wide to the right side. Elam, the wider of the two. Presidents get into the neutral zone and don't get back. Fly pattern up the far side for Elam. Passes knocked away, incomplete. Good coverage over on the far side, but WJ defensive line jumping into the zone. 3rd President's penalty of the first half. And boy, from a free play, President's dodge a bullet, but now it's going to be Westminster. Boy, they didn't mark that off right either. That line of scrimmage was the 46 previously. The ball should be at the 41-yard line. But they marked it from the original stick. So it's actually, it should be third and three, but it's third and five at the 43, and the Westminster coaches are griping about that, and they're absolutely right. The ball should be at the 41-yard line. Sometimes down markers get moved before they should, and that may be what happened here. When they're going to kind of split the difference, it looks like. They're going to take the ball to the 40. Yeah, there we go. Okay, now we get it. That's exactly where it should be. All right, good work by it was head linesman Kevin Kelly, who had the Westminster coaches right in his ear, and they get the situation corrected. Running play, cut back, and the first down going to be picked up, get inside the 40. And it's Sean O'Shea that run there to the President's 37. The President's defensive penalty comes back to hurt. O'Shea on that four-yard run. And just think, if they didn't move the ball on that penalty mark off, that would not have picked up the first down. McGowan back in shotgun formation, twins left, single receiver right. Lefty brings it quickly to the near side. Pass is caught. And Tate Beachy, the receiver, the junior out of Moon. And Beachy going to get credit to the 34 pickup of three on that pass play. Ty McGowan, I have 3 for 3 to start. Beachy's 10th catch of the year. He leads the team in both the receptions and yardage. Second and 7. Pressure coming. McGowan rolls out, keeps the play alive, and will step out of bounds. And this is going to be a sack loss. He stepped out of bounds shy of the 35-yard line. Pressure coming outside the tackles. Got around the right defensive tackle and got to the sideline, but stepped out of bounds for a loss of 2. Presence will get a sack credited there. Third down and 9 at the J36. Clock turning. Stop with the turning here in the first half, even though the out of bounds. 4:25 to play in the opening quarter. Love those new game speed-up rules from the NCAA last couple of years. McGowan across the middle, passes low, but caught. And the play goes inside the 30-yard line on the snare by Jalen Washington. And there is a flag down in the backfield. And this appears to be holding against Westminster. Titans first foul. And this is left guard Dylan Llewellyn. Holding penalty takes off a nice game, but you know it may have set up the possibility to get the completion. The ball comes out to the 46-yard line. So now third down and 19 for the Titans. Three receivers bunched to the right side. Alex Shaughnessy in the middle of that group that way. All alone this way, the wide out is Jalen Washington, senior out of Orlando. Now a little realignment of the trips to the right, and Westminster's going to take a timeout. And while they do, we will as well. 3:43 to play opening quarter. WNJ 7, Westminster nothing. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
From opening night to Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans, don't miss a second of the NFL this season. Hi, this is Kurt Warner of Westwood One. Join our crew each week for the best in primetime NFL action. Monday night, Sunday night, and Thursday night football, plus marquee games on Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Christmas, and more. Westwood One is the exclusive radio home for every primetime and postseason game.
right here on WJPA AM 1450, your home for the NFL.
And we have an NFL triple header coming your way tomorrow on WJPA AM. We'll get started at 12:30 tomorrow. Sunday afternoon, Twin Bill, and then the Steelers tomorrow night. Kick things off tomorrow, Miami at New England, Arizona at San Francisco, and then the Steelers and Cowboys, and then New Orleans at Kansas City on Monday night. Coming up, we've got Division I college football coming your way here in just a bit. Following our broadcast, Auburn at Georgia coming your way here on WJPA. Third and 19, the Titans at the WJ 46-yard line. Ty McGowan looking right, rolling right, stop and go, dumps the ball off, sideline attempt, and the ball is going to be ruled incomplete. Went through the hands of an open receiver that a little more than 10 of what was needed, but couldn't hold the ball. That's Ethan Burford, the senior out of Clarion. And now fourth down. First incompletion of the day thrown by Ty McGowan. Now, Craig Sanson, the Montour sophomore, averaging just under 27 yards on just three punts. Sanson gets a little pressure and gets the kick away. It'll be taken on a line drive at the 17, returned straight ahead to just across the 20 by Rosati. And it's going to be 29 on the punt. Rosati going to return it 4 yards. WJ with a 7-0 lead. 3:29 to play first quarter. Presidents take over at their own 21-yard line. Owen Patricic with Jake Pugh in the backfield. Jake McCosko coming wide alone to the near side. Three eligibles on that left side of the alignment. Now motion to balance that, 2 and 2. Pugh to pass. McCosko works his way free, tries to split the deep defense. Up over the 40, the 45, and trying to make a cut. And goes down, but has a first down. McCosko to the 46-yard line, 25 on the catch. First and 10, Pugh dumps it off just in time, and Cernuto tackled right away. Going to be no gain on that completion. Fourth catch for Zach Cernuto, the senior out of Southmoreland. His 4 catches today, had 5 all year coming in. Second down and 10 from the 46. Pugh with a play fake, stands in a clean pocket, deep ball too tall. Try to get a Peduzzi, incomplete. Pugh at the moment 10 of 12 for 90 yards, but the Presidents now to that big completion to McCosko started this drive. Now facing third and 10. Pugh sideline ball. McCosko makes the catch, trying to run out of a tackle, and works inside the 40-yard line for a first down. Ball thrown well before McCosko made the break to the sideline. 17-yard pickup and a new set of downs. McCosko's fourth catch of the day. Fourth catch of the quarter. Just under 2 minutes remaining in this opening period. Presidents lead 7-0. Rosati motions to Twins left. Pass play is caught by Cernuto inside to 35 and down at about the 33. 4 yard pickup for the completion.
Kevin Rose and Bryce Campbell converge on the tackle.
Elijah Staub, the president's left tackle, two plays back. He did not look like he was on the line of scrimmage, and he clearly has moved further up previous play that Pastor Cernuto and this one as well. Pew 360 roll, throw down the far sideline, ball underthrown, and through traffic, the ball is caught by John Peduzzi for the touchdown. That ball could have been picked off, and it turns into a 33-yard Peduzzi from Pew touchdown pass. Ball just gets through the defender, and W&J has opened the lead up to 13-0. 1:02 to play, opening quarter. Devin Wyatt to kick out of the Mel hold. Snap, hold, kick, all good. W&J 14, Westminster nothing. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation when we come right back.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of will, attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Presidents!
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Liam Campbell to kick off for the second time here in the opening quarter. And again, it's back deep. It's White and Greaves, and it's going to be White settling under this one at the 12, up the hash marks, cut to the right, up over the 20, 25, and knifes forward, going to get stopped just shy of the 30-yard line. Westminster's second offensive possession upcoming, aided by a W&J penalty early, hurt by an offensive holding penalty late. And the ball will be at the 29-yard line. 17 on the run back for White. Presidents with 8 first downs, the last 7 of them through the air. Ryan Gomes beside the left-hander, Ty McGowan, pass play to the near side is caught. It's Bright Cannon up across the 35 and out to about the 38. 9-yard line. Looks to be just shy of the first down, but are they going to put the ball? Yeah, they are going to move it, well, nose of the ball to the stripe. Yeah, got to move a little forward there. That makes it officially a first down. Reception by Cannon gets 10. McGowan 4 of 5 for 20 yards. Ninth catch of the season for Cannon there, that 10-yard pickup. Long count. McGowan hands it off. Gomes running right up over the 40 to the 43. And that is going to be the final play of the first quarter. W&J 14, Westminster nothing. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
From Evergreen Personal Care Homes, here's Nicholas Hall.
Nowadays, personal care homes aren't like what they used to be 15 years ago. They were called homes. And once you went there, you didn't come back. Our goal is to take care of your loved one, provide skilled occupational therapy, physical therapy, get them doing the best that they can do. And it's always an option to go home if it's appropriate. You can get all your services completed, home health, hospice, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech. We can do it all in-house. Evergreen's able to provide a well-staffed, above-staffed environment with highly educated, highly trained staff. It's nice to have a small to mid-sized facility, and all that equates to taking care of your loved one and making sure they get what they need. The easiest way to get a question to us is on our website, evergreenassisted.com. You can look at pictures from each location. You can read real-life testimonials, and the contact numbers are on the website, evergreenassisted.com.
check of numbers here. And, certainly appreciate the folks here, Kevin Fenstermacher, heading things up here in the press box, and appreciate that. Total offense in the opening quarter, WJ 159, 15 rush, 144 pass. And, Westminster with 11 on the ground and 20 passing yards, 31 yards total offense here in the opening period. Second down and six from the 43-yard line. McGowan looks left, throws left, pass is caught. And boy, for some reason, Keaton Hall, after the ball was caught, he backed up about 4 or 5 yards, and the reception turns into a first down on the catch by Elam. And ball into President's territory at the 47. That 10-yard pickup. Elam with his third catch of the day. First and 10 at the President's 47. Four-man front. McGowan, quick pass to the left, trying to get to those blockers, and be a catch good for about 5 yards on the pass to Jalen Washington, and going to be right at the 42-yard line for five. Beachy, Cannon, and Washington, one catch each. Elam with three to this point. Running play, Gomes, just as he tried to step through the hole, there was no hole. And Gomes down at the line of scrimmage. So third down and five upcoming for the Titans. Ryan Gomes now with four carries for 9 net yards. Gomes, just his second game this year. I mentioned earlier an altercation in a game late last year. Led to multiple games out. Quarterback keeper, nice cutback. And this is going to be close to a first down. O'Shea again. And, boy, he is down at the 37-yard line. Going to pick up the first down. O'Shea, the QB3. And he's got two carries, each picking up first downs. 5 yards on that run and needed five. And looks like O'Shea going to stay in the game. Sean O'Shea, the freshman out of Seneca Valley High School. Titans had 12 when that play got communicated, and they run a man off. They get Shaughnessy off the field. Pass play to the near side is caught by Gomes, forced back in. Great play out here on the wing to turn that play back in. Brock Sherman not going to get credit for the tackle, but he certainly set it up, did not allow Gomes to get to the boundary. Gain of 2 on the O'Shea to Gomes pass play. Now Ty McGowan checks back in. Second down and 8 at the J 35-yard line. Presidents lead the Titans 14-0 early second quarter. McGowan stands clean. Now gets some pressure, rolls, and rolls up into help, and he's taken down. Justin Johns in on the tackle. James Dewadu also sharing that sack. Loss of 2 on the play. Second sack of the game for the Presidents. 11:20 to play in our first half. WJ with touchdowns on each of its first two possessions. Ty Elam, wider of 2 receivers to the left. Make that 3 receivers because there's a tight end set that way as well. McGowan going to get hit just as he throws it. Got knocked backwards, and a pass was behind the intended receiver, Jalen Washington. That will bring up 4th down. 4th and 10 for the Titans at the WJ 37. Looks like the punt unit coming on. And Now it's Sean O'Shea in lining up in punt formation. Presence, going to have to be aware of that. This alignment, three guys in the middle near the football and a personal protector, three to the right, three wide to the left. And WJ says, let's talk about this. And Presence will use their first timeout. 11:03 to play, first half. And again, that alignment, you got 11 players out there, so let's work from the punter. O'Shea was lined up deep to take that snap. Personal protector, 5 or 6 yards in front of him. Center and guards on each side, and then way wide, two guys on the line and one back off the line of scrimmage on both the left and right wideout situations. And WJ wanting to make sure that they're not missing covering somebody who's an eligible receiver. And in that alignment, it's just the two widest guys, one back off the line, one on the line of scrimmage. But it's easy to see from up here. I'm not down in the heat of the moment. So good work there by WJ's special teams unit to take the timeout and try to figure out what is. Again, Sean O'Shea is going to stay lined up, and we have the identical formation that we talked about. Four guys in the backfield, they're all eligible, and the two widest guys, one on each side of the line of scrimmage, are eligible. Sean O'Shea, QB3, is lined up to take this punt snap. He's about 11 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Roll out. O'Shea wants to throw it. He's going to get hit once, twice, got on his feet, and is shoved out of bounds. Is not going to get the first down, but O'Shea will get credit for some yards, but the President's defense able to get the stop. 10:55 to play first half, and WJ with the 2-touchdown lead takes over at its own 35-yard line. Scramble action there by O'Shea, able to get just 2 yards on that run, and needed 10. DeRosa in the backfield along with Pugh, motion Peduzzi. DeRosa takes the handoff, steps right through the hole, up over the 40 to the 40. They're going to spot him down at the 40-yard line. So 5 yards on the first down run for Kobe DeRosa. Case Western up 21-0 at home on Allegheny. Pugh pulls it back from DeRosa, and he gets snowed under and taken down. John Gary Joseph on the tackle for loss. That has not happened to Jake Pugh this year. Only a couple of tackles shy of the line of scrimmage for the senior quarterback. This one lost back to the 37-yard line. So now it's 3rd and 8 for the Presidents. -3 on that run. Four receivers. DeRosa releases pass down the middle for Peduzzi. Is too tall at midfield. And WJ's offense stalls out and will send on the punt unit. Jake Pugh, 13 of 16 passing. Devin Wyatt, who's averaging 43 yards per punt. Bryce Butler, the dangerous defender and special teams player, is back deep. The junior out of Farrell has a punt return touchdown this year. Wyatt, snap, floats back, and the kick's blocked. That snap, that's all on the snap there. Punt blocked, returned, touchdown, Westminster. Bright Cannon, and that's all on the snap. That snap just floated and took forever to get back to Wyatt, and Cannon in to block it, scoop it up, and return it for a touchdown. And the W&J special teams struggles of 2024 continue. A couple of field goals blocked last year, punt cover receiving struggles, or last week, excuse me, and now a punt block returned for a touchdown. Extra point kick up and good for Andrew Corona. All of a sudden, Westminster with a jolt of energy block the president's punt and take it for a touchdown. 9:29 to play, first half. WJ 14, Westminster 7. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We, John Sacco and I talked during the broadcast last week about the multiple, more than five special teams issues for WJ a week ago. Not catching punts that ended up leading to both safeties, the two field goal blocks, et cetera, and another one bites them here this afternoon, another special teams issue. This kick is going to carry into the end zone. DeRosa will watch it get there, and the Presidents will take the touchback. But certainly a significantly different vibe here at New Wilmington now with that punt block touchdown. And a seven-point WNJ lead. The Presidents at the end of the quarter had a 159-31 advantage in total offense and a 14-0 lead. And that has all... It's not all gone away, but WJ now up by seven as we move into the middle part of quarter number two. First and 10 from the 25 after the touchback. Rosati motions to put two receivers to the right. Patricic gets the handoff right up the gut. 30, 34, didn't get the first down, but going to get nine. Owen Patricic, just straight ahead runner out of Bentworth, 5'8", 195 pounds, senior. Team's leading rusher last year and this year. Just his second carry of the day unofficially. The Presidents have not run the ball very often. It's just their seventh run. Pugh has completed 13 passes. Patrice gets the call and will get the first down, shoves the pile, and moves it forward for about four and a first down. Ball out to the 38-yard line, first and 10 for the red and black. I have that as nine WNJ first downs. First eight were all in that opening quarter, nothing on that previous possession. Check those numbers. Pugh slings it right side. McCosco makes the grab, tries a 360 and gave up ground. Is going to end up with a gain of just a yard on the reception. Gain of a yard, second down and nine. Five catches for McCosco as he crosses 400 receiving yards. Pugh shows to Patricic, steps up, sideline ball. McCosco climbs the ladder and makes the catch inside the 45, and he's brought down at about the 39-yard line of Westminster. Got to like having a 6'1 receiver that can get up as well, and McCosco made that grab. 22 yards on the pickup. Ball at the 39-yard line. Now Troy Volpatti in the backfield behind Jake Pugh. Motion on the O-line again. Third false start on the Presidents in the first half. Four penalties on the Presidents, three on the offensive line. Ball at Westminster's 44-yard line as we click under 7 minutes to play in the opening half. 14-7, WJ with the lead. Titans will get the ball to start the second half. Pugh handed off to Volpatti. Forward for about four, and then stood straight up and driven backwards. First carry of the ball game for Troy Volpatti. Going to be spotted to the 42, so got just 2 yards. Second down and 13 for W&J. Presidents wearing their black pants, white road jerseys, red numbers. Westminster in the navy blue jerseys and pants. Pressure coming. Pugh steps up under, throws, and didn't have nearly enough on that pass. Felt the pressure and stepped it up, incomplete. Third and 13, W&J. A couple of first downs on this possession. Pugh with Volpatti in the backfield. Well, Patty releases. Pugh, deep ball. Peduzzi got his hands under it, and I think it's going to be ruled a catch. Now the back judge is going to say no. Head linesman running in to call it a catch, but the deep official says no. It's going to be incomplete. And it will be fourth down, and President's punt unit comes out again. The last thing W&J wants to do right now is a special teams play other than an extra point. Bryce Butler back to receive. He's going to be joined by Bright Cannon, who blocked the last kick.
Bright Cannon back deep as well.
Snap again, floats back. Wyatt gets it and gets the kick away. Fair catch is indicated. Cannon will cradle it at about the 14-yard line, 29 on the punt, and a fair catch by Cannon. Westminster with the ball here, 5:53 to play second quarter. And if you're familiar with the bookend ideas, Westminster going to have the ball late in the first half and going to get it to start the second. Titans will take over at their own 14-yard line. And John Sacco seeing the same thing about the President's O-line, with Elijah Staub being his head not across the midline of the right guard, or the left guard, rather. In danger of getting called for a line issue. First and 10 from the 14. Pass play near side. Jalen Washington lays out, cannot make the catch. The pass from Sean O'Shea, just too far for him. Washington got by the deep coverage. Both Carson Laconi and Zakai Simmons. O'Shea 1-for-2 passing here in the early going. A right-handed quarterback. Ty McGowan, the lefty, was the starter and hit 6 of 8 to this point. Second down and 10, Titans at their own 14-yard line. O'Shea keeps it himself. Going to get the first down and more. Ran out of a couple tackles. Up over the 30-yard line.
Sean O'Shea with the rush. Tackle made by Justin Johns.
And they're going to actually, Justin Johns on the stop, going to spot this right at the 30. 16 yards on the O'Shea run. His 27 yards on four carries, three times what Ryan Gomes has to this point. 5:15 left in the opening half. 14-7. Presidents holding on to the lead here. Looks like Elijah Grayer in the backfield. Slot man comes in motion. It's Gomes. He takes the handoff, tried to bounce it outside, and when he gets shoved to the sideline, going to pick up 7, maybe 8 yards on the carry. Put it at the 39, make it a 9-yard run for Gomes, who doubles his rushing proficiency. Sean O'Shea has been the difference, at least after the blocked punt. Set them up nicely beforehand and then afterwards. But Ty McGowan back in here for a moment. Second down and one from the 39. Trip set to the left. McGowan shoulder shimmy. Now steps up in the hole, and he's got all kind of room. First down hit across the 45, and the pile moves forward. And finally, McGowan is corralled right at the 50-yard line. 11-yard run for Ty McGowan. The Titans move the sticks again. I have 7 first downs now for Westminster in the game. Just under 4 minutes to play in the half. Titans have come from their own 14 to the 50-yard line in 4 plays. First and 10. Gomes deep motion back behind the formation. This time O'Shea forced to roll out. Made a move. Get by Hall. Another move on the corner. Flag goes down. O'Shea gets to about the 41 of W&J. But, Marcus Harrell rolled up on. Blind side block called against the Titans. It looks like they're going to take the... And take the penalty from the WJ 45-yard line. An injury timeout here while Harrell is attended to. You know, 5-yard statistical credit for O'Shea on the run to the President's 45 where the blindside block occurred. That's going to take the ball back to the President's 40-yard line. So it's going to be first and 20. First down and 20 for the Titans at their own 40-yard line. Again, a statistical item there. O'Shea gets credit to the with the carry to the spot of the foul. And O'Shea will stay in the game at quarterback here. He has Ryan Gomes beside him in the backfield now. A couple of nifty moves on that run by O'Shea. One to get Keaton Hall spun around. It comes back by way of the penalty. First and 20. O'Shea on the keeper. Bounces outside. Containment lost there. He's to the sideline and picks up about 18 of the 20 yards. Angela Volamino got sucked into the blockers and run good for 17 by O'Shea. About the President's 43-yard line. A couple of times Titans defenders have been able to get the containment to break down. 3 minutes to play in the half. 14-7 W&J leading, but that lead is getting more and more tenuous. And again, Westminster's going to have the ball to start the second half. Second down and 3 at the 43. Gomes takes the handoff. First down. He's to the President's 34-yard line. Westminster just starting to move people and get defenders a little tentative. 9-yard run for Gomes. Back-to-back 9-yard carries for the graduate student out of Tampa. Elam tops the formation alone to the left side. And now Elam motions this way. Swing pass backwards to him. Or check that, it is not Elam, rather it's Bright Cannon, and Cannon with the catch. And now we are ready for the two-minute timeout. It comes with 1:56 to play in the first half. Ball at the 32, so 2 yards on that pass play to Cannon. O'Shea's second completion of the game for Cannon, his second reception. Titans on the move. They've already covered 54 yards and done so in about 4 minutes. The ball now at the WJ 32-yard line. Presidents were dominating this ball game until another special teams disaster. Slow snap back to Devin Wyatt, and Bright Cannon came through, blocked the punt, scooped it, and returned it for a touchdown. And W&J had to punt the ball away after their third false start penalty, backed them up behind the chains, and a couple of incomplete passes with pressure on Pugh. And the Titans took over at their own 14-yard line. Second and 8, we'll call it. O'Shea to take the snap. Gomes comes in motion. O'Shea pitch to Gomes. Inside the 30, knocked to the sideline. Going to get credit for being out of bounds to stop the clock at the 27, gain of 5. Makai Simmons on the hit, 5-yard run for Gomes, and again, credited with getting to the boundary to stop the clock. Each team has 2 timeouts left, 1:50 to play in our first half. Third down and about 3. Fumble. O'Shea ran it into the running back and then pulled it back out, and the ball went to the ground, and O'Shea apparently got on top of it. Officials will stop the clock to make sure everybody gets unpiled. And the loss at the 28, loss of a yard. The Titans keep possession. So now fourth down and about 4. And now Westminster's going to use a timeout, I would think. Titans want to make sure what they have going, and we'll take the timeout as well. 14-7, WJ leads, 1:24 to play first half. Back to Westminster and New Wilmington in just a moment.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Presidents.
Upcoming, the 10th play of this possession for Westminster. Exactly 1:24 remaining in this second quarter. Titans looking for a score that would tie the game, knowing they're going to get the ball to start the second half. So Westminster trying to bookend this. Wide to the left side. And now motioning is Gomes. O'Shea to run, and he's going to be snowed under. Second time the Titans have tried to go for it on fourth down. Westminster actually had Ty McGowan lined up as a wide receiver to the left, and right at the snap, he sprinted backwards in case O'Shea wanted to throw that way. But O'Shea is tackled for a loss at the 30, and the ball will go over on downs. W&J defense gets a second stop on fourth down. First and 10 at the 30, 1:19 remaining here in the first half. The President's worst case scenario, that if you could draw it up, you want the ball in your hands when the clock runs out. First and 10. Pugh going to try to put it up. Flag. No flag. Oh, boy, looked like one of the Titans just got grabbed and pulled back into the line. But pass to the near side for DeRosa. Incomplete pass. Pugh now misfiring on his last three. And four of his last six. Second down and 10. The clock stopped with the incompletion. Pugh now gets the ball right side, and a completion for a loss. Rosati had to go up in the air to make the catch, and Westminster going to stop the clock and use their final timeout. W&J will face third down and 13, and you know, if you're the Titans, why would you not want to use this timeout? You've already blocked one punt, and W&J's special teams have struggled particularly over the last six quarters. So the Titans indeed stop it with 1:02 to play. And now W&J facing third down and 13. First down would enable the Presidents to go ahead and run out the clock, but anything shy of that, they'll have to punt it away late in the game clock if they can get it out of there. Third down and 13 after the Titans timeout. Pugh unofficially 16 of 22 for 170, but much of that was in that opening quarter. Pugh was 13 of 15 in that first quarter. Just three of his last seven, including that completion for negative yardage. Owen Patricic takes the handoff. He's going to get the first down up over the 40 to the 44-yard line and move the sticks. A big hole opened up for Owen Patricic, and he just took it right straight ahead. Pugh gets the snap. There is flags down in the backfield. Pass is tipped, incomplete, but Westminster looked like they probably had too many players on the field at the time. Substitution infraction against Westminster. 51.8 seconds to play. Presidents will take the 5-yard penalty, the third flag against Westminster. So it's first and 5 from the 49-yard line. Clock will start on the snap. Pugh throws to the right sideline, and clearly he and McCosko were not on the same page. McCosko and Rosati were almost side by side. And that pass went 15 yards up the field. One of those two, McCosko or Rosati, almost certainly supposed to be there, or Pugh just completely misread the situation. Clock stays stopped with the incompletion now. 47 seconds to play in the half. Second and 5 at the 49-yard line. Zach Seaman in the ball game, wide out to the right. Patricic with Pugh in the backfield. Four-man front, all four coming. Patricic releases. Pugh steps up, and he had hit once, twice, and pulled down and sacked. Just took too long making that decision, and now W.J. is going to use a timeout. And Jake Pugh may have gotten crumpled over on that tackle, and he's going to hop to the sideline, and maybe that's why Mike Sirianni used the timeout. It's third down. Third and 14, 37 seconds to play. So the Presidents need to only snap it and possess the ball and can run out the half. the use of the timeout does not imperil that, but your quarterback taking a sack there, and really Pugh took too long to move away from the pressure there in the pocket, and that's how he ended up being sacked, but loss of 9 on this play. And W&J will certainly hope that senior quarterback is going to be good to go, and he is going to limp his way back to the formation. Now, if the president's put the ball up here, I will be shocked, unless it's a can't-miss pass play for a first down. But they are certainly lined up as if they were going to. Patrice gets the handoff, carries forward to the 45, stays on his feet out across midfield, and will be down at the 49-yard line, gain of 11. Presidents will face fourth down and about 3. Will they let it run out or stop it right before the end of the time and run one more play? It looks like Mike Sirianni is going to stand there. Fourth down and 3. Do you set Jake Pugh on a gimpy leg to make a throw, or are you just going to let it run out? And no, the Presidents will use the timeout with 1 second to play in the first half. And 1 second remaining. W&J needs 49 yards to get to the end zone, but again, Jake Pugh a little hobbled up. Presidents have T.J. Lynn in the wide receiver core. Did not see any of the first 6 guys go out, but Lynn is coming wide to the near side. McCosco, Jensen, Perkovic also on the field at the moment. Patricic stays home. Pugh forced to roll out. Jake Pugh keeps the play alive and launches it downfield. Pass is tipped around and it just falls incomplete. President's got a couple of guys down there. And Jensen Perkovic, the nearest receiver to the ball, and the half will come to an end with that incompletion. And the Presidents will take a 14-7 lead to the locker room. When we come back in just a couple of minutes, we'll get a look at how we got to this point. We'll have that recap, check the stats for you as well. When we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
From Evergreen Personal Care Homes, here's Nicholas Hall.
Nowadays, personal care homes aren't like what they used to be 15 years ago. They were called homes. And once you went there, you didn't come back. Our goal is to take care of your loved one, provide skilled occupational therapy, physical therapy, get them doing the best that they can do, and it's always an option to go home if it's appropriate. You can get all your services completed, home health, hospice, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech. We can do it all in-house. Evergreen's able to provide a well-staffed, above-staffed environment with highly educated, highly trained staff. It's nice to have a small to mid-sized facility, and all that equates to taking care of your loved one and making sure they get what they need. The easiest way to get a question to us is on our website, evergreenassisted.com. You can look at pictures from each location. You can read real-life testimonials, and the contact numbers are on the website, evergreenassisted.com.
First half of the ball game, first two W&J possessions, the President's only issues really appeared to be their offensive linemen, guilty of a couple of false starts, but two possessions, 2 touchdowns. W&J led 14-0 with a minute to go in the opening quarter. First possession went 70 yards, 13 plays. Jake Pugh to Zach Cernuto to cap it. Six-yard touchdown pass. Devin Wyatt's extra point kick good. Westminster a couple of first downs, but a holding call set them back and it forced a punt. Presidents went 79 yards in six plays. Pugh to Peduzzi for 33 yards and the touchdown. Wyatt's kick made it 14-0. Titans again moved the ball a couple of times. Three first downs, but they go for it on fourth down, but unable to get to the sticks. Presidents took over, but could not move it. And then special teams issues started. Presidents will punt. The snap floats back to Devin Wyatt. Took too long to get there, and he didn't get it out. Blocked by Bright Cannon. Returned for a touchdown. Carvana's extra point brought us to a 14-7 score. That was with 9:29 to play in the half. Teams traded possessions, each getting three first downs combined over the next 9.5 minutes of the game. But President's defense gets another fourth down stop, stopping Sean O'Shea at the 30-yard line, and the half comes to an end. Unofficially, President's credited with now officially credited with 12 rushes for 51 yards on the ground. Owen Patricic with 5 carries for 41. Kobe DeRosa 4 for 20. Through the air, Jake Pugh is 16 of 24, listed at 164 on the official stats. And with that, W&J with 215 yards total offense. On the other side of the ledger, 85 rushing yards for Westminster, and that is led by QB3, Sean O'Shea, with 46 yards on his 8 carries. Ryan Gomes has run 7 times for 32. Throwing the ball, Ty McGowan, the starter, 6 of 8 for 35, and O'Shea, 2 of 3 for 4 yards. But he has been tackled twice on fourth down plays, and the ball went over on downs. Officially, W&J listed with 12 first downs and Westminster with 8. Joe Jasek has a news update. We're going to head that direction now, and then when we come back, we'll take a look back at last night's high school football action and what it means in terms of standings, Washington Green County teams. We're at the break. Westminster will get the ball to start the second half, but W&J will take a 7-point lead to recess. It's W&J 14, Westminster 7. News is next here on WJPA.
Good afternoon. I'm Joe Jasek with the WJPA Halftime News. Clear skies for most of the weekend. Clouds and rain move in just for tomorrow night before we return to sunny skies next week. We'll have a complete forecast coming up for you later in the news. Mimi Montgomery reports on a deadly strike that targeted a Hamas official.
An Israeli attack on a refugee camp in North Lebanon has killed Hamas officials Saeed Atallah Ali and his family, according to the militant group. The strike comes a day after another Israeli airstrike cut off a main highway linking Lebanon with Syria, leaving two massive craters in the ground. Israel recently began a ground incursion into Lebanon against the Hezbollah militant group, and Israel and Hezbollah have been trading fire across the Lebanese border almost daily since Hamas's October 7 attack, which killed 1,200 Israelis and took 250 others hostage. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And the Middle East is still on edge on Saturday. Israel has vowed to retaliate for Iran's ballistic missile attack, but what will that retaliation look like and when will it happen? Ines de la Cotera is in Tel Aviv.
Israel here is looking to reestablish deterrence, so they will be looking for big symbolic targets that will send a clear message to both Iran and other bad actors. And as far as the timing here, we initially thought that Israel would be quickly responding. It does appear that they are taking a little bit more time to respond. It could be because of the Jewish New Year. It could be that they are still weighing their options. And it could also be that they are simply preparing something more sophisticated. And so they'll need a little bit more time to prepare militarily.
The members of Teamsters Local 585 and the Washington County Housing Authority have come to a resolution regarding their strike. According to a joint statement issued by the parties, the agreement allows for well-deserved wage increases and will get employees back to work. According to the statement, Over the past several days, the authority, administration, board of directors, union representatives and leadership, and the county commissioners were able to come together to reach a resolution that ensures the authority and the county can continue to provide safe, reliable, and affordable housing to its residents across the county. Workers will report back at midnight on October 7th. Two Washington County churches are doing their part to help people in North Carolina affected by Hurricane Helene. Reverend Clayton LaPosta is the pastor of North Buffalo Presbyterian Church and Taylorstown Presbyterian Church. He says they're collecting disaster relief buckets. People that want to help can pack 5-gallon buckets with cleaning supplies and drop them off at both churches. The Reverend is very thankful for the help.
So my phone number is 724-420-7299. And I just want to express our appreciation for our area and their love for these folks affected, and just how blown away we are already of items that are donated and folks that are reaching out.
Collections will go on until October 28th. The biggest names out on the campaign trail in this final stretch. President Obama set to hit the trail with Harris starting next week after Republican Liz Cheney campaigned by Harris's side in Wisconsin. More from Mary Alice Parks.
With just 31 days to go until Election Day, the former president making stops in North Carolina and Georgia, both still reeling from Hurricane Helene. Appearing alongside Georgia's Republican governor, Brian Kemp, the two rarely seen together after publicly feuding 4 years ago, Trump bashing him for standing by Georgia's 2020 election results. And later today, Trump returning to Butler, Pennsylvania, holding a rally at exactly the same venue where he survived an assassination attempt in July, joined by his running mate, J.D. Vance, and tech giant Elon Musk.
Search, rescue, and relief. More than a week after Hurricane Helene roared into the southeast, massive efforts are underway to help those impacted by the storm. Crews are hampered by washed-out roads. Residents are trying to salvage what they can. The death toll now at least 220. Morgan Norwood is in Salisbury, North Carolina, assessing the relief operation.
Relief coming in from all points. Food, water, and generators.
We are just so grateful for everything. Everything that everyone has sent.
Active duty troops now on the ground to assist in those relief operations. And in Asheville, authorities setting up 40 tankers outside of Mission Hospital, restoring much-needed running water.
Your WJPA weather, sunny skies with a high of 74 degrees today, clear skies with a low of 47 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, we'll have clear skies before clouds and rain move in during the late afternoon and early evening. We're looking for a high of 82. On Monday, we'll get mostly sunny skies again and a high of 64. Right now, we do have sunny skies at WJPA.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Rich Eisen here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long as we get you ready for primetime NFL action every Monday night. Along with Kevin Harlan, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner, and the entire Westwood One team, will take you inside the locker rooms and the stadiums for exclusive previews and all the play-by-play action. Every week on Monday Night Football.
Right here on WJPA AM 1450, your home for the NFL.
Welcome back to Westminster College. We're at the half. Washington and Jefferson leading 14-7 over the homestanding Titans. Westminster will get the ball to start the second half. W&J, outstanding record when leading at the half under Mike Sirianni, 146-6. That's a .961 winning percentage. A percentage that went down because the Presidents could not protect their 19-point halftime lead a week ago against Carnegie Mellon. Take a look at last night's high school football action. Canada McMillan couldn't protect a big lead, led 27-10 at Seneca Valley, but the the host Raiders rallied to win 31-30 to deal the Big Mac's playoff hopes a significant blow. That result, along with North Allegheny 28-21 over Mount Lebanon, Hempfield winning at home against Norman 34-28, Central Catholic 3-0, North Allegheny at 3-1, Seneca Valley improves to 2-1 in the league, wins against Norman and Kanemak, two of the five teams in that group battling for those last two playoff spots. Hempfield and Cannon McMillan both have two losses. The Big Macs, though, one of their two losses was to Hempfield. Mount Lebanon and Norwin each with three losses. In the 5A Allegheny 6, Peters Township rebounded from the loss to Upper St. Clair, a win at Moon, 23-14. Bethel Park winner at Baldwin and Upper St. Clair over South Fayette. So Bethel and Upper St. Clair remain unbeaten. They play next week at Bethel Park. Peters Township and South Fayette each with one loss. They play Friday night at Peters, a game we'll have on the WJPA Sports Network. Moon and Baldwin both winless with two losses, and they play next week as well. In the 4A Big 6, Thomas Jefferson a winner against Trinity 27-7. Laurel Highlands, Chartiers Houston, Trinity, and Bell Vernon all 1-1 in a four-way tie with two teams only guaranteed to get in out of the league. There are also two 4A wild cards that will be chosen. Trinity this week coming up is at Char Valley, two of the teams in that four-way tie for second place. In the 3A Western Hills, McGuffey on the wrong end at home against Hopewell, 56-24. The Highlanders had not scored since a week one loss at Trinity. They get 24 on the board last night, but Hopewell puts up 56. Hopewell staying within a game of a playoff spot in the 3A Western Hills. Avonworth remains unbeaten atop the league. Central Valley, Beaver, North Catholic all with one loss. Hopewell with two. In the 2A Century Conference, Washoe a winner at Keystone Oaks 26-25. Waynesburg wins at home against Carlinton 27-26 in overtime. Carlinton with trouble with a snap on a two-point play in their overtime, and they end up failing at that. Seton LaSalle remains unbeaten atop the league at 4-0. Keystone Oaks, Washoe, and Waynesburg all at one loss. Washington's loss to Waynesburg. Keystone Oaks lost to Washoe, Waynesburg's loss to Seton LaSalle. Both the Washoe and KO still have to play the front-running Rebels. And Charleroi hanging around at 1-2. The Cougars will play at Washoe Stadium next week. In the 1A Black Hills Conference, a game we had on WJPA last night, Fort Cherry 35, Cornell 6. Manesson, a winner at Chartiers Houston, beating the Bucks 14-7. Burgettstown celebrating homecoming this afternoon, 2 o'clock kickoff at Hill Memorial Stadium against Neshannock. Fort Cherry and Bishop Canavan both unbeaten. They'll play each other Friday night at the Dormont Stadium. Manesson at 1-1, Cornell at 2-2. Chartiers Houston, Burgettstown, and Sarah all have three section losses. And in the Tri-County South, there are the top two, Jeff Morgan and California, both unbeaten. And then you got a pack of three battling for the final guaranteed spot and hoping to the others to stick their nose in a wild card discussion. Scores last night. Front-running Jeff Morgan, a 35-8 win at Best Center. California, 44-8 win over Carmichael's at home. West Green rallies late to beat Bentworth 36-33. Bentworth with a big lead, and they let that get away. They also let get away control of that third playoff spot. And the Avella Eagles, with a 49-0 running clock win at Mapletown, lost to the Maples early in the season in an on-conference game. And then in section play, a 49-0 win. So Jeff Morgan in California, collision course coming up October 25th. They will meet, and that game at California. West Green's at 3-1. Bentworth and Avella both at 2-2. And Carmichael is still alive for the discussion, but at 1-3, they are certainly in need of help. Game's coming up this week. Bentworth's at Jefferson Morgan. West Green home to California. Vela and Carmichael's the loser. That is almost certainly going to be out. And Best Center is at Mapletown. Both of those teams winless in the conference. That's a rundown from last night. Our plans still tentative, but I can tell you really pretty assuredly on WJPA FM, we're going to have the Allegheny 6 5A matchup, South Fayette at Peters Township, and likely the Charleroi Wash High Century Conference game, both needing a win in that. Charleroi to stay alive, and Wash High looking to stay up near the leaders in that Century Conference. Both teams are, well, at least all of Westminster out on the field now. Only Devin Wyatt and Jake Mell are out at the moment. Now the presidents, the rest of the squad, will join them on the field. Westminster's going to get the ball in the second half. A much better second quarter for the Titans than the presidents. WJ dominated statistically in the first, outgaining Westminster 159-31, but the Titans with a 90-60 advantage in the second half. And the thing that doesn't show up in total offense, the block punt return for a touchdown, as WJ's special teams struggles reared their head again today, leading 14-0. And having gotten a stop on an O'Shea run on fourth down, WJ got the ball back, but 5-yard run on first down, a 3-yard loss by Pugh on second, and then an incomplete pass. Out came the punt unit, and just really a slow no-zip snap, and floated back to Wyatt, and Bright Cannon almost outran the snap, and he just blocked the punt cleanly. Scooped it up and took it in for the only Westminster points so far. That plus the extra point, of course. Get a chance to reference all of the folks handling the official duties here today. Referee is Jeffrey Loeffler. Terry Swagger is the umpire. Mentioned Kevin Kelly, the head linesman, and Ty Bergman is the line judge. Brian Collette, the side judge. Jeffrey Logsdon, the field judge. And the back judge is Connor Shutterly. David Triffa, the game clock. And Anthony Stanley running the play clock. Thanks here in the booth to Kevin Fenstermacher and Justin Zackel, longtime soldiers in terms of sports information, statistics. And certainly appreciate that. Shea Stanton, a WNJ SID. Well, the Presidents survived the first half as they try to rebound from last week's loss at home to Carnegie Mellon. Special teams, punters, kickers all out still on the field. And seen, Jake Mell holding for Devin Wyatt, but the scrimmage kick issues have not been really either of them. In fact, Mel last week did a nice job to get a kick snap teed up, a ball that skittered back to him, and he was able to get it teed up, and Wyatt booted that home. But snaps on the punt, and obviously that snap last week on the scrimmage kick, and then interior production. The two block field goals, at least one of them last week, did not come from the wing. That block came up the middle, and I know you learn early on in special teams that you protect your inside, and nobody gets between you and the guy on your inside shoulder, and that's where the block came, at least one of the two blocks last week. And then today, snap on the punt led to the block. And Presidents may be fortunate on their next punt that the Titans were setting up to field and not get pinned too deeply, and because the second punt snap was not a whole lot crisper. So WJ will kick off to start the second half. The Titans will receive. WJ with a 14-7 lead, and we'll have it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The other special teams issue the president's had today, it's not one that's unique to W&J. It happens on occasion after the first touchdown. The kickoff mishandled by Demir White. It actually hit his face mask and bounded out in front of him. It was eventually picked up by Gavin Greaves, but the return out to about the 40-yard line, and that happens at times when the special teams, when a ball ends up on the ground. Campbell's kick will be taken at the 4-yard line, returned right up the hash marks, and the play stopped shy of the 25-yard line. Good coverage there as Demir White going to get about 20 yards, and now a flag from the near sideline. Field judge throwing a flag way after the play and had nothing to do around it. The return to the 23 is going to be 19 yards for White, but again, way after the play and nowhere near any of the on-field, at least not dealing with the running back or return man. Field judge Jeffrey Logsdon throws a flag, and he was clear out here at about the 35-yard line when he launched that high in the air. Let's get some kind of explanation from referee Jeffrey Loeffler. Westminster is going to be penalized for unsportsmanlike conduct after the return. Now they are going to move the stick, so it's going to be first and 10. It's just going to change where the possession starts because the ball had not yet been marked. So the ball at the 11-yard line. First and 10, Titans. McGowan has time. Pass across the middle is caught out to about the 16-yard line, a gain of about 5. Washington with the reception. Pick up a 5 on the play. Ty McGowan, I have 7 of 9 now for 40 yards, including 5 yards on that pickup. Ryan Gomes in the backfield now with the left-handed Westminster quarterback. Play fake. Deep slant pass is incomplete. A little grab after the ball went over the top perhaps, but Carson Laconi in chase of Jalen Washington. That pass led him too far. Third down and 5 for the Titans at their own 16-yard line. 7-point W&J lead early third quarter. Three receivers come to the near side. Washington alone to the far side. Now the president shifting their defense and the running back moves forward. Gomes, when he saw the backers move, he steps hard forward and gets called for a false start. So that'll bring up third and 10 now back at the 11. Two penalties since the opening kickoff here in the second half against Westminster. And 5 now I have in the game. Third and 10 from the 11. McGowan with the back with him. That back stays home. McGowan flushed out, looking to throw the ball. Floats it up the field and comeback route. Great job to come back to the ball. The president's covers didn't know the ball was coming. Alex Shaughnessy did, comes back and makes the grab at the 32-yard line for a first down. The ball out to the 32, 21 on the pickup. President's got pressure on McGowan and forced him out of the pocket, but cover guys didn't know the ball was coming. First and 10 from the 32. Gomes gets the handoff, ran out of an arm tackle in the backfield, and gets forward for four. And got almost 5 yards on that. Just kept the legs churning and moved the pile. Ball will go out to the 37, so Gomes gets 5 yards. McGowan pass to the sideline is caught. Defender fell down. Washington makes the catch and ends up stepping out of bounds in President's territory. Well, the Titans get out of a hole quickly. Convert third and 10 and now have a first down at the President's 47. 16-yard pass play there to Washington. Ball comes to the near side, caught, runs out of a jersey tackle and still gets cleaned up and tackled. Catch by Elijah Grayer. Going to lose a couple of yards on the completion. Ball out to the 49, minus two on that completion. Often laugh about Woody Hayes talked about three things could happen on a pass and two of them were bad. Could never conceptualize that you would complete a pass for negative yardage. There are actually four things that could go there, three of them bad. Pass play to the near side. Intended for Washington is knocked down. Aiden Thomas, the defensive lineman, knocks that pass down. Now third and long again for Westminster. Third and 12 now at the WNJ 49-yard line. That is the attack against the attacking bees here in the press box. That's that whacking sound you have heard multiple times today. They're looking for some place or somebody warm as temperatures drop. Trips right, third and 12. McGowan looking right. Steps up, in trouble, and he's going to go down sacked. Presidents did not let the quarterback get away this time. And it will bring up fourth down and about almost 20. Fourth and 19. Loss of seven on this sack. Craig Sonson back in the game. Punted earlier. Earlier, O'Shea was lined up in punt formation twice and was stopped on a couple of runs. Sonson gets the snap away, line drive kick, and Rosati waves fair catch almost as soon as the ball was kicked. And he'll make that grab back about the 20-21-yard line. President's defense gets the stop after a couple of big plays, 11-11 remaining in the third quarter. President's with the ball at their own 21-yard line. Next week, President's are home with Geneva while Westminster goes to Bethany. .35 on that line drive punt, fair catch by Rosati. First and 10 from the 21. Pass play way underthrown to the left side, intended for Peduzzi. Interested to see here how Jake Pugh moves in the pocket with that hard tackle late in the first half. Three plays from the end of the half. An incomplete pass there. Brings up second down and 10 from the 21. Five men make it six coming. Pugh rolls to his left, and he is in trouble and sacked. Flag down in the defensive backfield, though. And that almost certainly will be a defensive holding as Pugh rolled to the far side. The receiver may be trying to get loose, got a little grab there against him. Now the sack certainly has the appearance it's going to get wiped out. Defensive holding. And the Presidents will get the first down. 10-yard penalty and move the sticks. A couple of times we've seen Pugh try to roll to his left, a right-handed quarterback. If he gets enough time, he's got to square his shoulders up to try to make that throw. Volpatti tapping the feet, trying to find somewhere open, and there is no opening. Volpatti going to be taken down at gain of about just a yard. He's only carried the ball a couple of times today, or a net of 3 yards. Second down and 9. President's right back at the line of scrimmage. Pugh pass to the right, intended for McCosko. McCosko stopped, and the pass went on through and almost got picked off. Pass too low, incomplete. Offensively, the Presidents have just come out looking out of sync. Bad pass on first down, then a sack bailed out by a defensive holding penalty. Uninspiring run on the new first down, and then that pass missed thrown. Cernuto motions. Third down and 9. Back foot throw complete to DeRozan. He steps out of bounds on the far side. Pugh backpedaling, flips that ball, gets it to DeRozan, moves the sticks. And take the ball out to about the 43-yard line. 11 yards and a first down. Seventeenth completion of the afternoon. The first to Kobe DeRosa, the junior out of Laurel. First and 10 at the 43-yard line. WJ leading by 7. Running play. There is no hole. DeRosa trying to get out of contact in the backfield. It cannot get free. A loose yardage. 9:20 to play, third quarter. Loss of 2 for DeRosa. And Owen Patricic checks back into the game. Patricic, WJ's leading rusher today and for the season. 5 carries for 41 yards in the opening half. DeRosa with almost double what anybody else has on the ground. Pugh backpedals, dumps the ball off. Patricic makes the grab, and he's going to be tackled for loss on the pass. Second catch for Patricic, both for negative yardage. So third down and 14 for W&J. Patricic stays in the game at running back. 4 wide receivers now. 5-man front for the Titans. 4 guys coming and getting through. Ball dumped off. Diving attempt by Patricic out near midfield. Could not squeeze it. Tried to lay out and get to that, but incomplete pass. And it will bring up 4th down. Punt formation for the Presidents. Devin Wyatt, 28-yard punt on his second kick of the day after the first one was blocked. Cannon and Butler back to receive. 4th down and 14. Wyatt gets a kick away, hangs a nice spiral up in the air. It's going to be fielded by Cannon, 24, got to the far sideline, 40, 45, and finally shoved out of bounds. Justin Johns with the hit to stop the run back, but nice punt by Wyatt, but 37-yard punt and a return from the 24. Take it out of bounds at the 47. 37 on the kick, 23 on the run back. And Westminster going to take over basically where they gave the ball up the last time. 7:58 to play third quarter. Titans at their own 47-yard line. O'Shea dumps the ball off, near side pass, caught by Elam, and Elam across midfield, finally dragged down at the WJ 41-yard line. First down, Westminster. 12-yard completion. Elam's fourth catch of the day. He has 29 receiving yards, leading the Titans. Elam, the nearer of two receivers to the top, now make it three as Shaughnessy resets in a slot right. First and 10 at the J41. O'Shea rolls to his right and gets forced back in to help and is going to be sacked. He'll lose a couple of yards, maybe three to the 44. O'Shea's ninth charged run of the day for 43 net yards. Just under 7 minutes to play third quarter. 14-7, right where we were with 9.5 to play in the first half. After the Titans blocked the punt and returned it for a touchdown. Second and 13 at the 44. Draw, handoff with room inside the 40 and down to about the 37. Elijah Grayer, the ball carrier, picks up seven. Now third down and about six. Grayer's first charge rush of the afternoon. Sophomore out of Maumee, Illinois. Third down from the WJ 37-yard line. Motion to Trips right. Pass to the right side, layout, and a flag down. President's going to get called for a late hit on the quarterback, Ty McGowan. Incomplete pass to the right side, and that may have been Dawson Dietz. And it is indeed roughing the passer. Penalty first down for the Titans. Oh, the ball going to go to the WJ 22-yard line. And Dietz probably took an extra step, maybe a step and a half, before delivering that blow on Ty McGowan. First and 10 at the 22. And Titans trailed 14-0. Have not scored offensively yet, but now knocking on the door. Little flip play forward. And the President string this out. Bright Cannon forced wide and going to be a completed pass and going to be a loss of a yard. Second down and 11 at the 23. McGowan sends Cannon out to almost to the numbers. Ball on the near side hash mark. McFade looking for Washington, overthrew him, let him out of bounds, incomplete. And again, McGowan going to get up off the turf. Third down and 11 now. Ty McGowan, I have 11 of 16 for 74 yards. Neither team has turned the ball over yet today, though Westminster with the blocked punt against the Presidents. And that one into the end zone for the touchdown. Four wides, two each way. Third down and 11 at the President's 23. McGowan draw handoff to Gomes. Gomes hit at the line, got off that forward to the 20. But it's bring up fourth down at the 20. Good work. President's able to finish that off. Now the fourth and about eight at the 20-yard line. Andrew Corona to attempt a field goal here. This would be from the 27, a 37-yard effort. Good snap and hold. And the kick is wide to the left. No good. Pulled that one. Ball at the near hash mark and pulled it wide of the upright. So the President's defense gets enough done to maintain this 7-point lead. 4:37 to play, third quarter. WJ will take over after the missed field goal touchback at the 20-yard line. Since Westminster got to within a score, President's defense held on a fourth down. Got a sack on third down on the first possession of this half, and now force a field goal attempt that goes wide left. WJ takes over, leading 14-7, 4:37 to play here in the third. Pass dumped off on a rollout left, and Cernuto doesn't make the catch. He was stumbling as the ball went. Incomplete pass. President's offense has really stumbled here since the blocked punt. You go back to that point. I have WJ with the 5 first downs total since the 9.5-minute mark of the first half, and one of those on a defensive holding penalty that offset a sack. Second and 10 from the 20. Cernuto motions. Running play coming up the middle. Volpatti stiff arm to get to the boundary and steps out of bounds near the 30-yard line. It's close to a first down. And looks like he's going to get credit for the 30-yard line, and Volpatti with that 10-yard run. Two tight wings for the Presidents. Now motion Cernuto out to twins left. Pugh hands it off. Well, Patty just gets destroyed in the backfield. As soon as he took the handoff, he got knocked down. Patty loses about 3. Loss of 3. Volpatti out. DeRosa in. Three and a half minutes to play, third quarter. President's flipping sides of the field for their tight end and wings and the wide receivers now. Raymond Holmes, tight end right. Pugh does a 360, sets and throws to the sideline. The ball underthrown and intercepted. Receiver just kind of quit and stood there, but the defensive back did not. Came and made the pick. That's Lamont Austin, I believe, on the interception. Not sure what the receiver was doing on the far side. Just kind of jogging toward the sideline and saw the ball coming and didn't make a move to either get in the defender's way or get to the ball. And Westminster with the INT. 3:18 to play, third quarter. 14-7, WJ with the lead. Ball at the 42-yard line of the Presidents. O'Shea pulls it back out from Grayer, keeps it himself, and goes down right around the line of scrimmage. No gain on this run.
Yeah.
Second down and 10 at the President's 42. McGowan back in at quarterback. Sticks in, pulls it out, dumps the ball off. Wide open, pass caught by Elam. Made a guy miss, ran out of an arm tackle, gets a first down. Elam got open to begin with. And now they're actually ruled that he stepped out of bounds short of the first down, so it's going to be at the 34-yard line. So my apologies. Wasn't quite as nifty a move as it would have appeared. Third down and two, and now quarterback McGowan up under center. Grayer gets the handoff. He's going to get one, but not two, and the presence will not let him go. Fourth down and one. Fourth down and one at the WJ 33. Presidents have two fourth down stops already today. McGowan up under center. Everybody in tight. Two tight ends, wing right, and two backs in the backfield. It'll be Gomes, and Gomes going to the pylon. Touchdown, Ryan Gomes. Everybody in tight, including the edge defenders for the Presidents, and now an extra point away from a tie ball game. 33-yard touchdown from the guy that's torched the Presidents in the past, Ryan Gomes. 33-yard touchdown run. His last five carries for 9, 9, 5, 5, and 33 touchdown. Extra point attempt for Corona now. Snap holder, good pressure coming through the right side, but not in time. Corona's kick ties the ball game. It has been all Westminster, really, since the time the Presidents scored their second touchdown. The Titans have pulled back even. WJ 14, Westminster 14. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Presidents.
This is Kevin Harlan from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. We'll have great matchups all season long on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. Join Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and me for one of the NFL's great traditions, Monday Night Football on Westwood One.
Right here on WJPA AM 1450, your home for the NFL.
Kobe DeRosa settles under the kickoff, and he waved his hand as if to call a fair catch, but he's going to run the ball, and boy, the officials do not stop it. But DeRosa got his hand up over his head and is going to get the return, but he would have been 6 or 7 yards better had he actually just stuck that fair catch indication. Presidents just have having all kind of trouble since the blocked punt, and really since they scored their second touchdown. Ball at the 18-yard line, first and 10, Presidents. Reset the offense. Pugh hands off to Rosa, trying to run wide left, and he's going to be shoved to the boundary for very little gain. WJ struggles over the last years. Carnegie Mellon with five straight wins. Westminster and WJ have split their last five games. Presidents dominate this series. 38-6 all time, but 5-5 in the last 10 meetings. And now 14 all late here in this quarter. And a flag down at the line of scrimmage. This blows the play dead. False start. Penalty number 6 on the red and black. Ball back to the 13-yard line. Second and 15. Pugh rolls left, throws the ball. It's caught out about the 25-yard line. Peduzzi dragged back to about the 20. He's going to get credit to the 25. It's a third and short coming up. John Peduzzi, just his third catch of the day, and he hasn't been targeted very often. And that will bring us to the end of the third quarter. WJ 14, Westminster 14. Final 15 minutes, who knows, maybe more. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
WJ with a third down and about 3 at their own 25-yard line. Pugh with an empty backfield. Pass is complete across the 30. Going to get the first down. That pass to Anthony Rosati. WJ, since the end of the first quarter, just 82 yards in offense prior to that pass play. Meanwhile, Westminster with about .190 over the last two quarters. 7-yard pickup on the pass to Rosati. New set of downs. 20th completion today for Pugh. Second to Rosati. Dump it off to DeRosa. DeRosa gets across the 35. The 40 stood up at about the 45, and a pile keeps moving, and finally DeRosa taken down, but another first down. ...15-yard pickup on that little dump-off pass. Pass to the right side, Cernuto, and as the legs chopped out from underneath him just as he was turning upfield, didn't really even get to look and see that hit coming. Cernuto makes the 2-yard reception. 6 catches today for Zach Cernuto, but gain of just 2 on this play. Second down and 8. Presents at their own 49. Patricic straight ahead, and I mean just between the left guard and the center, and he pounds it forward to the 40-yard line. 11-yard run and a first down. Patricic with 52 yards on 6 runs today. There's a couple of pass receptions for negative yardage. Patricic again bounces outside the left tackle. 30, 25, inside the 20, and finally ridden down at about the 10-yard line. 20-yard run for the Bentworth senior. And the President's offense has just absolutely awakened on this possession. First and goal at the 10. Pugh pass to the corner is caught by Cernuto, short of the goal line and out of bounds. Wait, they're bringing the ball back to the 10, apparently. Wait. Now they're going to move it up to about the 1 yard line. So Cernuto did indeed make the catch to the 1. Second and goal. Pugh up under center. He'll hand it off to Rosa on the right side, and DeRosa takes it into the end zone. Oh, extra point coming. 11:43 to play third quarter. Or I'm sorry, fourth quarter. Devin Wyatt to kick. Jake Mell to hold. And Wyatt kicks it home. W&J 21, Westminster 14, 11:43 to play fourth quarter. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Presidents will kick off, leading 21-14. Liam Campbell will kick. Back deep, Demir White and Gavin Greaves back to receive. It has been White running back most of the time. Campbell puts the foot to this one. Greaves is going to settle under it at the 3 yard line. The hash now in the middle of the field, trying to go to the far side and get to the bend, and Greaves is ridden to the boundary at about the 25. Did we get a flag as well? There is a flag indeed out at about the 35-yard line. And the applause near side, you heard that when they saw a flag, thinking that maybe Greaves was hit tardy at the boundary, but this penalty flag play out of bounds is at the 25. Loeffler, the referee, Jeremy Loeffler, will inform us here briefly about where we're going. And Westminster going to get called for a blindside block. So the Titans fans got the flag, but not for what they thought. The line of scrimmage is going to be the 12 plus, basically. Just back edge of the ball at the 12-yard line. First and 10. Tailback handoff, and Gray are trying to bust out, and boy, President Justin Johns would not let go, but Grayer gets the ball out across the 15, almost to the 18. And a W&J defender is shaken up. Kathy Caldwell, our producer in our downtown Washington studios today. That is because our normal, not that Kathy's not normal, but our regular, our almost every week producer, Jacob Knisner, is about this hour exchanging his wedding vows. So our best to Jacob and Tori on their wedding that is about to kick off at the bottom of the hour. And then we'll celebrate that here this evening. And our congratulations to Jacob and Tori. 11:17 to play fourth quarter here. WJ with a 21-14 lead. And I think it's Makai Simmons. Is that? Yeah. And indeed it is. Makai Simmons right at the spot of the tackle. Slow to get up, but athletic trainers and Dr. Tony Canturna get him to his feet. And now going to steady his walk to the far side. Ball out to the 19. 6.5, maybe 7 yards on the grayer run. We'll call it 7. Second down and 3. Shaughnessy resets outside the tight end right. Hand off to Grayer and got a seam up over the 25 to the 27-yard line. First down, Titans. Justin Johns again on the stop of the sophomore running back. But 7 and 8 yard runs to start the possession for Westminster. Titans looking to give themselves a chance to square this game up again. WJ led 7-0, then 14-0, 14-7 at the half, and then 14-all in the third before President's score late. Pass underthrown down the field, intended for Ty Elam, and underthrown, and that gave Carson Laconi a shot at his second interception of the year, but unable to pull it in. Incomplete pass brings up 2nd and 10. Ty McGowan just pulled that one short. Had Elam beyond two deep guys, cover guys. 2nd and 10, running play. Running back puts the head down and just tries to shove the pile and going to get about 5 yards on the kick. And again, it's Grayer, the ball carrier. Johns on the stop. Ball out to the 32-yard line. And big third down play coming up. Titans. To the line of scrimmage, left-hander Ty McGowan with a single back. Looks left, gets hit just as he throws the ball, and it falls to the ground. Incomplete is going to be ruled an incomplete pass. So it will bring up 4th down and 5 for the Titans now. Yeah, pressure coming just as the arm started, and they hit, jarred the ball up in the air on the throw, and it falls incomplete. The issues WJ had a week ago was that the punt alignment, Carney Mellon able to punt away from Rosati, and he didn't go catch them, and President's got pinned a couple of times. Question is, who's on to punt here? And it is going to be Sonson. Twice Sean O'Shea was lined up in that formation. And now Westminster's Scott Benzel is going to use a timeout first of the second half. Comes with 9:44 to play here in this fourth quarter. WJ 21, Westminster 7. We're back on WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
From opening night to Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans, don't miss a second of the NFL this season. Hi, this is Kurt Warner of Westwood One. Join our crew each week for the best in primetime NFL action. Monday night, Sunday night, and Thursday night football, plus marquee games on Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Christmas, and more. Westwood One is the exclusive radio home for every primetime and postseason game.
Right here on WJPA, AM 1450, your home for the NFL.
NFL triple header coming your way tomorrow here on WJPA. We'll get started at 12:30 with the Dolphins and Patriots, Cardinals and 49ers after that, and then Steelers and Cowboys to wrap up the triple header. Monday Night Football as well, Saints and Chiefs here on WJPA. Coming up in just a bit when we're done, we'll join Westwood One's coverage of Auburn and Georgia with a 3:30 scheduled kickoff. Sawn lined up to punt, fourth and five, a little high snap, and President's just enough pressure to make him kick it. Rosati with the fair catch on the run along the 35-yard line. 33 on the punt and fair catch. W&J with a 7-point lead will to cement that. 9:39 to play in the game. Ball right at the W&J 35-yard line. Presence with a nice mix of Owen Patricic runs and passes to Cernuto and DeRosa, plus Peduzzi and Rosati early in the last possession. Cernuto motions to the right. Patricic takes the handoff. There is no hole to run through, and he got met as soon as he took the handoff and dropped for a loss of a yard. Jaden Jackson, a defensive lineman, filled the hole. Loss of one, second down and 11. I have Patricic unofficially with 71 yards on 8 carries, though, to be honest, I may be off 10 there. We'll check that here in a moment. Peduzzi motions now. Pass complete out across the 45. And it's McCosko this time. Peduzzi drawing attention, and McCosko making the grab. Moves the sticks. Put it at the 48-yard line. 14 yards on the pickup. McCosko, 7 catches, 106 receiving yards this afternoon. He now has 35 catches on the year. First and 10 from the 48, clock down to 8:15. Cernuto reverses his motion and false start, and it may be Peduzzi. Well, and how many times we've talked, there is no excuse for a wide receiver beating the snap. And we're going to back off on Peduzzi. They announced an interior lineman there, Adam Cazera, the left guard. President's multiple false start penalties this afternoon, and almost all of them on a first down. That's 5 false start penalties on the President's today. First and 15 now from the 43. Patricic on the carry, forward for about 3, pushes the pile to the 46. And a defensive player loses his hat, so got to come off the field for a moment. 3-yard run for Owen Patricic. Second and 12 from the 46. Take the dump off one way. Screen to Cernuto. Well defensed, getting through traffic. Well played. Corte Williams got by blockers. Somebody's supposed to get a hat on that guy coming through, but they do not. Cernuto ends up with a gain of 3 on the reception. Fake the little dump off to Patricic, and then go back the other way to Cernuto on the screen, and didn't get the blocks with people there. Third down and 9 at the 49. Rosati motions to balance the set. 2 each way. Blitz coming. Pugh has time. Pass into traffic is caught. McCosko at the 39-yard line. First down on the 12-yard pickup. Go, Big Blue, let's go. Go, Big Blue. Costco's eighth catch of the day, and that one maybe the most contested. Clock down to about 6:10 to play in the fourth. W&J leading 21-14. First down. Patricic run right side, forward for a couple. Bounces it outside, going to get more than a couple down and around the 21-yard line. Patricic did not get the sense going up over the right tackle that he wanted. Took it to the outside, out to the, I believe I said the 21, the 31, 8-yard run for Patricic. President's now happy to take some time off the play clock a little bit anyway. 5:20 to play in the game. 21-14, red and black in the lead. Holmes motions. Patricic takes the handoff, grabbed from behind by the arm, and going to be spotted down almost at the line of scrimmage, it looks like. Third down and two at the 31. President's three backs bunched in tight, and it's going to be Raymond Holmes, and Holmes gets airborne up over the pile. There is a flag down the back at the all three defensive defensive backfield officials have flags down. More than 11 on the field, so the penalty will move the sticks. Second substitution infraction penalty against Westminster today. So this will take the ball to the 26. Seven penalties against the Titans. First and 10 from the 26. Patricic running right side. Ran out of a tackle in the backfield and is going to worm his way forward for about four to the 22. Patricic, a dozen carries today. Looking for a second straight 100-yard game. Second down and six at the Titans 22. 3:35 on the game clock. Now 10 on the play clock on this particular sequence. Cernuto motion. Snap comes, and now it's not going to come. Presidents are going to use a timeout. W&J's first timeout. They let the play clock run all the way down. 3:24 to play in the ball game. W&J 21, Westminster 14. Second down and six when we come right back.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Presidents.
Second down and six at the 22. Each team with two timeouts left here. W&J. In that situation, not really all that interested in stopping the clock. They want the thing to just keep on turning. From the Titans, 22, Cernuto motions, now resets. Patricic takes the handoff. O lineman gets shoved back into the backfield, and Patricic never did get a chance to get started. Two of the W&J O linemen on the right side both just got shoved backwards. Michael Rajinski and Eddie Nicotra, and Patricic never had a chance to get going. So a loss of a yard on that play. Titans defense looking for a stop. Under 3 minutes remaining. 21-14. WJ has never trailed today. McCosco flying in motion. Pugh with a play fake. Pass tipped, and it falls incomplete. Off the hands of the receiver, Peduzzi. Pass too tall, and Peduzzi couldn't pull it in. Now, brings up fourth down, number one. Number two, it stops the clock. And I'm thinking the Presidents are going to try a long field goal. Think back to last week, two field goals blocked against Carnegie Mellon. Devin Wyatt, 40-yard field goal attempt. Pressure beats that. The kick is up, and it is way wide left. No good. Westminster, 2:28 on the clock. Down a touchdown. Will take over. Presidents take about 7 minutes off the clock on that possession, but like they did a week ago against Carnegie Mellon, fizzle out and settle for nothing. First and 10, Westminster from the 23-yard line. Quarterback is Ty McGowan. Flushed out of the pocket and has all kind of room to run on the far side. Good closing pursuit there to take him to the boundary. Justin Johns kept that from being about a 30-yard pickup. McGowan will get credit out to the 27, so it ends up being just about a 4-yard run. And the clock continues to turn. Titans get a free timeout here if they get the snap off before the 2-minute mark. And they do not. Westminster takes too long to get the snap off, so they just have to take the timeout before the second down play. With a 2-minute timeout, 21-14, Washington and Jefferson leading Westminster. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. I see.
2 minutes remaining in the ball game, at least in regulation. WJ rolled out to a 14-0 lead. Touchdown drives of 70 and 79 yards on their first two possessions. And then through the next two quarters, WJ managed a total of 82 yards. Big drive here early in the fourth to retake the lead. But now Westminster with a second down and six. McGowan gets the shotgun snap. Pass dumps it off to Ryan Gomes. And Gomes pushed to the boundary. But he is going to be out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. Pass play good for five, and it stops the clock with the out-of-bounds play. Third down and one. Obviously, the Titans, two plays here to cover the distance. Pass play to the left side is complete, and out-of-bounds is Tate Beachy. Move the sticks. and stop the clock. Quick pass play to the far side and out to the 37-yard line, 5-yard pickup. We've seen a number of times today Westminster receivers have been able to get behind deep if you keep that short pass and draw the safeties up. Look for something over the top then. McGowan, float it near side, ball is underthrown and tipped out at the last second. Good job there by Carson Laconi, or to Brandon Brown, rather, to get a hand in and knock that pass away intended for Beachy. Second down and 10 from the 37, 1:43 remaining. 21-14 Presidents. Elam and Beachy, twins to the near side. Titans from their own 37, second and 10. McGowan's pass floats to the left side behind the intended target because he saw blitz coming and Jalen Washington in the area, but he had no idea the ball was coming that soon. And Brandon Brown on that coverage, far side. Third down and 10. Westminster with 14 first downs in the game. WJ with 22 unofficially. But certainly the Titans in need to move the sticks here. That's likely two plays to do it. Third down and 10. McGowan in trouble and just floats it to the near side. It's 5-6 yards short of Beachy. And now it's going to be fourth down. WJ has won two in a row in this streak after three straight losses to the Titans. A series historically that WJ has dominated. The Titans will late teens and early 20s. Right there. Fourth down and 10. McGowan across the middle. Pass is incomplete. Broken up again. Defense by Brandon Brown. And the ball will go over on downs and the incompletion intended for Beachy. And the President's defense, a couple of fourth down stops in the first half on running plays. They force a field goal attempt in the middle of the third quarter that went wide left. And now another fourth down stop, and we'll be able to take over on downs with 91 seconds to play. Westminster has two timeouts. Presidents will want to chew up a little clock here if they can. W&J in line now. Take care of the football. Chance to get the win. Patricic takes the handoff and tried to come wide because everything was jammed up front and got tripped up from behind. And the Titans are going to use a timeout. Patricic loses three on the carry. Timeout. The clock says 1:26. And that's the second Titans timeout. The officials talk things over. So W&J scratching and clawing here this afternoon. Not that things are ever easy in this rivalry, but the two early touchdowns, drives of 70 and 79 yards, things looked easy. And then there was nothing that was easy what W&J was trying to do. But somehow when the clock turned from third quarter to fourth, Presidents ripped off 75 yards from that point and got the go-ahead touchdown from Kobe DeRosa. Second down and 13, it's Patricic again, forward to the 35-yard line. 5 yards for Patricic. Timeout number three for Westminster. And that comes with 1:21 to play in the game. Without doing anything, the Presidents can chew up half of the remaining 81 seconds just by successfully snapping the ball and not throwing it or not running out of bounds. But then comes that last 40 seconds that will be hanging out there. Special teams issues for W&J and the proclivity for special teams big plays from Westminster. Presidents would do themselves proud by moving the sticks, if indeed they can. I have 15 carries for Owen Patricic, and I have 87 yards. We'll check that number in the post game once we get an official stat. And again, I may be, I think at one point in that touchdown drive, I may be off 10, but we will check that. And I think I'm a completion shy for Jake Pugh as well. Third down and about 8. Patricic gets the handoff, got hit in the backfield, and it's going to be all she wrote. Loses a yard to the 36. Fourth down and 9 for W&J. Game clock at 1 minute, play clock at 25, so W&J can let this run all the way down to the 35-second mark before they do anything. And as we've talked last week and again today, special teams are really a concern for the Presidents today. And WJ called for delay of game. So they'll give the 5 yards up. And the ball come out to the 41-yard line. All right, you put the head coach's headgear on, do you? Do you punt here? Do you try to run a play and use some clock? Devin Wyant comes out. Presidents are going to line up as if to punt. Already one Westminster touchdown today by way of a blocked punt. 10 men at the line of scrimmage for Westminster. Wyant to punt. Snap was the issue on the block punt. Just took too long. Good snap, and Wyant just gets the kick away, and it will hit at about the 20-yard line and go out of bounds. So the Titans, one last possession. It comes with 30.7 seconds to play. W&J 21, Westminster 14. Titans need 80 yards to pull even. First and 10, Jalen Washington, single receiver wide to the near side. Three receivers go wide to the far side. Ty McGowan to take the shotgun snap. Looking left, throws the ball to the near sideline to stop the clock, incomplete. Second down and 10. That's five straight incompletions now by McGowan. 25.1 to play. And now the President's safeties are about 5 or 6 yards deeper than they were at the snap of the last of the first play of this possession. Second and 10. McGowan on a little happy feet. Ball into the middle of the field. It falls incomplete. Intended for Ethan Burford. Third down and 10. McG- Gowan never did get a chance to set his feet there. He just kept drifting and kind of foot tapping there, feeling the pressure coming around. NJ with four down linemen. And now the safeties are another couple of yards deeper. McGowan forced to step up. McGowan hit, and he's going to be sacked. And there is no timeout left for the Titans. 10 seconds to play. Can they get everybody back onside? And indeed, they'll get the playoff. Ball to the near side is caught by Elam, and Elam's going to be shoved to the boundary. And the game is over. W&J has to hold on, and they do that and get the win here this afternoon to improve to 4-1, hand the Titans their first loss of the year. We'll get you stat recap and recap the scoring for you when we come back. Your final score, W&J 21, Westminster 14.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Presidents.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Westminster College here in New Wilmington, where W&J has survived maybe themselves in some fashion, and the Westminster Titan squad as well. W&J able to get the win here today, 21-14. Here's how it happened. President's opening possession, 70 yards, 13 plays. Jacob Pugh to Zach Cernuto, 6-yard touchdown pass. Devin Wyant, extra point kick. Presidents led 7-0, 8:15 to play in the opening quarter. Defense, after a couple of first downs, gets a stop, forces a punt. Presidents take over at their own 21-yard line, goes 79 yards in six plays. Final 6 yards, John Peduzzi, or final 33 yards, sixth play, 33-yard touchdown pass. Wyatt's extra point, 14-0 Presidents, not quite 14 full minutes into the ball game. Again, the defense gets a hold this time on a fourth down run by Sean O'Shea, and W&J takes over to its own 35, unable to move the sticks. On comes the punt unit, and the snap back to Devin Wyant looked to be really slow and fluttering on the way back. Wyant grabbed it, kicked it, and it was blocked by Bright Cannon, who scooped it up, returned it for a touchdown. And with that, Westminster on the board. The punt return 35 yards on the run back by Cannon. The extra point kick by Carana made it 14-7. That was with 9.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. W&J had 80 yards over the next 30 minutes of game action. 80 yards total offense over those next 30 minutes, two quarters of action. We went to the locker room, tied, or at 14-7 W&J, and we stayed that way until late third quarter. An interception throw and President's receiver that far side, and I can't tell you who it was, ball thrown toward the sideline, and the receiver just looked to stop, and the defender, Austin, came over, picked it, a diving interception, and Westminster took over at the President's 42-yard line. On fourth down and a yard to go from the 33, Ryan Gomes, everybody in tight, and Gomes ran at 33 yards to the pylon. Corona's extra point tied the game at 14-all with 1:12 to play in the third quarter. WJ, not a great return move on the ensuing kickoff, and end up starting at their own 18-yard line. A run for no gain, the fifth false start penalty of the afternoon on the offensive line, and then a pass play good for 12, brought up a third down and three. Rosati with a 7-yard grab, 15-yard pass play to DeRozan. The Presidents were on the move. Short pass to Cernuto. Patricic back-to-back runs for 11 and 30. And he's able to get the ball to first and goal at the 10. And then a pass play to Cernuto. Almost got in the end zone, but stopped at the 1. And Kobe DeRosa scored from a yard out. The extra point kick by Wyatt gave WJ the 21-14 lead. Presidents had another lengthy possession on their next opportunity, but like last week, came away without points despite an illegal substitution penalty that gave them a first down at the Westminster 26, but field goal wide left, no good, and then the defense took over, gave up one first down, then forced four incomplete passes. And then finally, Westminster got the ball back with 30 seconds to play, two incomplete back, and a heave for maybe about 20 yards on the final play of the ball game. May not be in the, let's back that off of 20, and let's go to 14 and make it a 14-yard pass play to Elam that ended the ball game, and WJ getting the win here this afternoon. Hard fought, but it is a win nonetheless. I use official stats and give you numbers, and I was I mentioned to you that I think I was shorting Owen Patricic 10 yards, and indeed that was the case. His run to first and goal at the, it was first and goal at the 10 was a 30-yard run. So Owen Patricic, again, leading rusher in the ball game for both teams, 16 carries for 96 yards. On the afternoon, Kobe DeRosa carried seven times for 19 net and a touchdown. Jacob Pugh finishes at 26 of 40 with one interception, 248 yards passing, and two touchdowns, one to Zach Cernuto, one to John Peduzzi. On the other side, Ryan Gomes finishes with 10 carries for 73 yards. For the Titans, Sean O'Shea, listed as QB3, got a lot of time today, 10 carries for 43 yards, as Westminster ends up rushing today for a net of just 16 yards. I'm sorry, my apologies, that's not correct. Rushing for 143 yards, 119 passing on the afternoon, and 262 total. W&J rushes for 113 and 361 total offense. McGowan unofficially 14 of 27 for 106, and O'Shea threw four passes, three complete for 13 yards. Just the one offensive touchdown for Westminster this afternoon. The Presidents can hang their hat on that here today. They hold this team with plenty of weapons to just one offensive score. But in the weeks to come, WJ has significant special teams work to get squared away. Another problem here today, and 7 points on the board for the Titans because of that. Our coverage brought to you in part by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care, and by attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience, giving your case the attention it deserves. Next week, W&J will be at home. Presidents set to host Geneva, 12:30 airtime for Presidents football preview, and a kickoff at Cameron Stadium set for 1 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Westminster Titans will travel to Bethany for a 4:30 game against the Bison. Coming your way in just a couple of minutes, we're going to join Westwood One's coverage of NCAA football action as Auburn and Georgia getting set to get underway. In fact, they are underway at the moment. We'll join Westwood One here shortly. Big thanks to Kevin Fenstermacher and the entire crew here at Westminster for the accommodations. And congratulations to the Washington and Jefferson College presidents. W&J stays within a game of the lead. Presidents now 4-1. Westminster drops to 3-1 in Presidents Athletic Conference play. For all of us at WJPA Sports, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. Kathy Caldwell, our producer in our downtown Washington studios. Thanks to the W&J coaching staff for their availability this week on President's Football Preview. From New Wilmington in the campus of Westminster College, I'm Bob Gregg. Your final score, W&J 21, Westminster 14. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.